evening, everybody. You are watching Davin's Den live from the compound. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that ABC 2020 listens to. This is a special live Monday show that will be rebroadcast by all of our internet affiliates at a later date. If you wish to call in tonight, the number is 877-962-6846 or Yo Anthony. That's the number to call in. If you wish to chat with us, you can do so on the chat room on davincomedy.com on the Davin's Den webpage. Joe will be monitoring that tonight. Pip will be monitoring the live from the compound Ustream chat room. So we got two chats.
We got everything covered.
Yes, I'm your host, Davin Rosemont. That is Joe Curry.
Hi, how are you?
Next to Joe Curry is Pip Helix.
Hi.
And Twitter's favorite gun expert, Anthony Cumio, behind the camera.
Hi there.
Hi, everyone.
we dragged them from the living room into the basement for gun expertise.
Yeah, I was just at the range, as a matter of fact.
Of course
I
you
pulled
were.
Up, you guys were waiting outside. I'm like, oh, yeah, I was at the range.
We pulled up in the armored Humvee. We knew where we were going.
Don't be stalking around his house right after he comes back from the range.
He caught me in the bushes.
That guy comes back.
Fortunately, I'm not very tan, so I survived the first shot. He waited to hear the scream before he reloaded.
You know, it's funny. Thank God, you know, like, we didn't have somebody that, you know, didn't know you were bringing over for the first time. So what's Anthony like? Is all that stuff not true? Anyway, I know, it's just at the range.
Came back from the range.
No, I get that a lot. Is it true? Yeah, it's pretty much all true.
Went to the gun store. I had to pick up some things.
All those stories that you've heard about. The man doesn't
all
lie.
True. All true.
Man never lies. So we got a big show tonight. We're going to be talking about whether ABC 2020 is paying attention to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the whole scammer thing that we'll be doing, and we'll reset it because we haven't been in the compound in a while, and we also have a new affiliate, which I want to get to, so we'll reset that. We also want to talk a little Aurora, Colorado shooting with our gun expert. That could be pretty heated. Me and Anthony have not gone toe-to-toe in several months.
Oh, boy.
But I think we're going to argue tonight because, you know, we've invaded the compound. We've gotten underneath the trip wires. So we'll see if we get out of the compound. That's going to be the interesting.
There's a couple interesting points on this one because there's just a dynamic in this whole thing where he was dressed up.
We'll get to it. The thing I'm interested in this conversation is to tease. Usually when we do have these conversations, Joe is usually lockstep with Anthony. So it's going to be interesting to see if Joe continues that.
Yes.
Are you going to continue to be locked up with Anthony?
Yeah,
as you just said 2 minutes ago, we'll see.
Oh, I thought you were saying, yes, I'm going to be locked up.
No, we'll see.
Let's
see how it goes.
And we'll see if Pip's going to play with the boys.
Well, as usual.
If we have time, we're going to get to the Penn State thing. That's big news today. We'll get to that. But I guess the first thing we should do is we are on tonight we debut, or tomorrow night, Tuesday night, we debut on a brand new station called New Age Radio. For the first time in a few weeks, you'll be able to hear the whole show live.
Wow, that's great.
Well, this show's not really live because we're doing it on Monday.
But yes. No, I know, but
however, if it was.
Yes. Anyway, New Age.
It's live now.
Sure, it's live now. We're coming to you from the future.
Those lottery numbers.
New Age Radio is a new station that Joey Hawk Radio created. Now, if you recall, we used to be on Hawk Radio at this time until somebody complained. And then we got banished to Thursdays on fucking replay. We're the only show that is too raw for internet radio.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
The shit you can't do on satellite, you can think you can do on the internet. Not the case with us.
Not so much, no.
So the thing about New Age Radio is it's New Age, adult contemporary music. We are the only talk show. So I think it is only a matter of time until we are banished to replay. But I'm going to warn all you people now. Listen, if you're easily offended and you have delicate sensibilities, turn away.
Yeah.
If you're a child, you're going to learn things that mommy and daddy don't want you to do. If you are still here and you get offended, go fuck yourself. I cannot be more sincere. You've been warned. This is an adult show. We talk about adult issues in very childish ways.
Yes.
So then let me get this straight. The name is New Age Radio.
New Age Radio.
We're going to stall. We're going to fit it. Welcome and dream deep. Oh, that was tits on that broad.
That's pretty much it. We're, you know what? This is like when Opie and Anthony went into 102.7. Except without money. But, you know, they go in an enemy territory. And I told you, and Joey, the owner of Hawk and New Age, loves this. He loves the show. I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work. He's like, it's a great show. They're going to love it. Okay.
Okay.
Somebody makes the decision. He said the same thing about
it's a great show. They're going to love it.
Oh, said the same thing about Hawk Radio was like a classic rock and rock station. You would figure that would be fucking fine. But apparently we pissed off an engine. But we've covered that before.
Yeah. We got in heap of trouble.
Yes, heap of shit.
Yeah. Could not blow him, smoke him up ass.
But we're happy to be on New Age Radio. That's
we'll fit in so much better.
So, before...
Oh, the John Tesh.
That's right, John Tesh.
I played my last softball game of the season last night.
Well, the season
You're on the DL?
No, I played. I actually went to the doctor today. I'm fine. I'm healing. I'll be okay.
How'd you do, meniscus man?
I don't know. I'm fucking fine. It doesn't matter. That's what they kept on asking me. You're okay to play? I'm fine. Don't worry about it. Meanwhile, worst season ever. I've never been the worst on my team. I sucked cock. And not
clean cock.
Well, I guess you tried to make it up to them then.
Not clean cock. Not wax cock. Dirty, homeless, grungy cock.
Oh, wow.
I've had seasons where I didn't hit. I've had seasons where I didn't field, but to combine those two ineptitudes together. But the whole team sucked this year. We went from a couple.
We
had a bad year. We went from a couple of innings last year to winning a title to, well, we're not going to make the playoffs, but at least we're not getting demoted to the B League.
Yeah.
That's what happened when we split the. Yeah, it was fucking awful.
Really?
That's too bad.
And speaking of baseball, I did the Newark Bears. I did the PA for the Newark Bears.
How did that go, yeah?
That was good. We set a record for temperature, 105 degrees in Newark last Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
There was campers, but none of them were, like, sitting in the stands. They're all, like, huddled underneath,
really?
Like, the overhead and everything. And much like this show, there was fucking technical difficulties.
Really?
The power went out in the stadium in the seventh inning. And I was seriously thinking, it's like, well, at least it's not just us.
It's the seventh inning blackout.
And you know what, Ann?
Yeah.
There's no place you want to be. In a heat wave, and during a power failure, then Newark, New Jersey.
Newark. Yeah, we did a softball game from there years back.
It's
a
nice stadium, right?
Yeah, it was fun. Nice. Definitely.
Very good stadium. I was doing the PA, so that was good. It was like, you know, now
power
went out in the seventh inning, so my job became a lot easier.
Man. I'm getting a generator for the house, too, being put in. It's going to be able to take everything. If the power goes out, I could turn every single thing on in this house, and it will work absolutely fine with this generator.
What, are you backing it up to a jetliner? What are you doing?
I know. Is it going to take over the neighbor's lot?
No, it's going to go behind the cabana. It's half the size of a cabana.
Well, of course it is. Where else would you put a generator but behind the cabana?
No way.
And I have to have a 1,000-gallon liquid propane tank put in underground.
That sounds perfectly safe.
Hold on. Could you get a permit for that?
Oh. Apparently so.
It's a secret.
Really?
He knows nobody's listening.
Except
ABC's 2020.
Yeah.
Nobody here to do a report on you.
1,000-gallon propane tank.
Yeah, yeah. And it's got to go in the ground.
That would be good for a Hank Hill impression.
Wait, I can't picture the size of that.
It's giant. It's huge. And if the power goes out, it automatically kicks in.
Right.
Not even an interruption. And I could turn every single thing on in this house, and it will run on this generator. It's a V10 Ford turbocharged engine.
Sure it is.
I swear.
I don't fucking know what that means.
It's 10 cylinders, industrial Ford engine.
Now what
that's also turbocharged, and it puts out a lot of fucking power.
Is this for the end of civilization, or if Lightfoot can't keep up?
Well, it's the end of civilization, or if a little ice gets on the lines and they come down for a day.
Well, you do need to stay warm and perfectly plugged in.
He's
a fancy man.
I think instead of bringing you beer when we come here, I'm going to bring you, like, cans of vegetables
and
things.
Yes, canned goods.
Show me the propane tank.
Just bring propane.
We'll bring propane. Yeah, that'll be fun to bring that.
Now, may I recommend Suburban Propane, because I own stock in them.
Oh, well.
Believe me, you're going to be cashing in.
That'd be good. Great Christmas. Yeah. You get those little propane canisters wrapped. I wonder what it is.
Dum, dum, dum.
Oh, you're a sweetheart.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's an hour for lights for me.
Yeah. An hour, probably 10 minutes.
Yeah,
of
propane.
Right. Wow. You are an insane man.
Yes.
I love the fact that you can do these things. I love the fact that you dream these things up. I love the fact that you feel like
these things.
He's sitting in like the 14th bedroom going, what don't I have?
What can I use today? Well, the other day the power went out for an entire evening.
Oh my God, that was last Friday, right? I heard you talking about the show.
I was like, what the fuck, man? I can't do anything. Actually, I did. I plugged in a battery charger into my, a power converter.
Right.
Went to 110 voltage. From my Escalade into the house, plugged that into the charger, charged up my computer, and used my iPhone, which I was charging off the computer, for a network, and then worked Netflix.
What are you, the coyote?
It was crazy. I know. The only downside, I had to run my Escalade for 8 hours straight in the driveway.
You put on 1,000 miles on, you never left the house.
I just left it idling in the driveway for 8 hours as carbon footprint. Well, Well, I needed the power, the 110.
Did that seem like a good trade-off?
Yeah.
Why not just fucking get a hotel for the night?
Well, because I had been drinking beer, and I didn't want to drive.
Well, you're not a football player, so you use your noggin.
Exactly. In the old days, I'd have been like, fuck it, you know, get in the car and take off. But
So though you're ruining the ozone, you're being actually very safe, though, because you're not hurting people directly.
I think of it this way. Yes. The neighborhood was out. The power was out. Uh-huh. But what I was using as far as making a bigger carbon footprint, other people weren't doing anything. They were back in the Stone Age. So
it would be wrong for you not to make that type of thing.
It all equals
now, out. Do the people in the neighborhood, like, know what you have up there? Are they going to be coming here?
I don't know, but I'm going to keep that a secret.
I don't think you are.
You know when they used to fly planes over, like, the German Air Force, and they covered them with those nets that looked like the ground and trees? That's what I'm putting over the generator. So none of these pesky neighbors will know I have it.
Idea how loud that's going to be?
No, it's very, very quiet. And that's one of the selling points that I had to go for because I didn't want the neighbors complaining. It's very, very quiet because it runs on propane, which isn't like gasoline.
The placement you're talking about in your yard is rather close to
another building. It's very quiet. And when the power is out, everyone comes out with their fucking generators anyway, which sound like, bah! Oh. I had three Honda generators running last blackout we had that went on for almost a week.
It's
and,
like everyone in the world constantly leaves at the same time.
Yeah, and it was a conga line to the fucking to the gas station.
How deep of a hole do you have to put in the backyard?
It's pretty goddamn deep. I gotta have a backhoe.
You're gonna go to China.
Yeah, I gotta have a backhoe come in and bury the tank.
Really? I beg your pardon. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the tank.
Next to those hookers.
Yeah, I hope they don't find any of those.
Yeah, I'm sure they won't.
I don't know. Can you dig like a couple feet over?
Yeah, like Casino. Nice. We gotta move that thing. You know that thing upstate? We gotta move it. Yeah, so that's what's been going on here pretty much.
He's got fancies we can only dream of.
It's crazy. I just figured, you know, I gotta do this. And if any zombie invasions happen, I wanna be self-sufficient as far as power goes, you know. I don't want to depend on the gas company shipping gas into me, because what if the zombies take that over? And the propane, I could always go out and steal a propane truck, drive it back here, hook it up.
You're just being practical.
You know, I try.
You are. You're down to earth.
Yeah, I try.
I can just see the zombie fuel truck pull up and as a guy, uh-oh.
We laugh now, but if there's a zombie invasion, I'm driving here.
Oh, everyone's coming here.
I'm gonna be standing outside, but I've got pickled beets!
Oh, it's gonna be great. The house is gonna be lit up. Every window's gonna have a barrel coming out of it. Fucking dead zombies everywhere.
Everybody in it will be lit up.
Oh, yeah, we'll all be drinking.
See, I'm not coming here, because this is the first place the zombies are gonna look.
Really?
Absolutely.
How do they know?
Yeah, the ammunition can't last forever. And at some point, you're gonna pass out.
Well, that's why I have to go. Yeah, I'll wake up and I'm like, oh, shit, I'm a zombie.
Zombies are gonna be crossing the bridge to get here. It's gonna be a numbers game.
Actually, being a zombie would feel better than some of my hangovers, so it might come in handy.
Just these zombie tweets. Brain's good. Look at a picture on Instagram.
See barbecue in a leg.
out on my grill. Just swimming in the pool. They totally took over my house.
Zombie karaoke.
Zombies doing a fucking compound show.
Don't go in the pool, you guys. You'll turn it to soup. Get out.
Yeah, fucking zombie karaoke. Leave the lava. You got a hold on you.
My time for the ballad.
I gotta tell you,
this pinky's up and then it falls off.
Sounds like some of the karaoke I've heard coming from.
That's true. Believe that.
Not much of a difference.
You know, talent isn't really a prerequisite to be singing in the basement here.
Or doing a show from your studio.
Or doing a show. Actually, I bank on that.
Yeah, we appreciate the low standards that you hold us to.
Thank you.
So, Joe, what you got going on? Bet nothing like that.
No, I went to the band played.
I know, but you turned away from it.
Wait, is this the band that's broken up?
Yeah.
Breaking up is hard to do.
What the fuck happened?
He's never
The silver tongue of Michael McLean. He's not only a good lawyer, he'll try to give you a yak. He'll convince a keyboardist that things are going to be just fine.
I'm still part of the band. If the band is playing, if I'm not booked doing comedy, I'll play with the band.
So just do a play with the band a lot.
Why not? So
but a comedy is like top priority, right?
So far, it was just get a gig book, get a gig book, you know?
What happens if they book a gig?
Well,
a good comedy gig comes through.
It depends on the gig. I mean, if I'm playing the urine trough, you know, I'll play with the band. But
the
if it's like a mid big.
Well, you act like the fucking band is like playing. The band is playing urine troughs too.
No, I know.
I mean, you know, the urine trough's a urine trough.
The urine trough.
I gotta figure the comedy pays better than a band gig for you at this point.
Oh yeah, actually it does.
So you would go to the comedy gig
if I had it. Yeah, whatever's booked first.
That makes sense.
Whatever's booked first.
But Joe's being like the guy who breaks up with his girlfriend, but he's still going back and sleeping.
Joe's still fucking Michael Flint.
Yeah. I think it's more like a battered wife that says, no, he's really a good man.
He's
coming back.
Breaking up his heart.
I'm finally leaving. I'm finally. And the friends are like, good, you finally left. And then she goes back and like, what happened?
I love them.
He told me he loved me and he shot it.
Listen, Joe, I believe it's real when your picture actually makes a t-shirt instead of a fucking image. When you actually
silhouette.
Have a face, yeah, it's a silhouette, that's the word, yeah.
No, but we played at the Dublin Pub, and we played with ZO2. Now, I don't know if you're ZO2, they used to have a show called Z-Rock on TV.
Oh, right.
And,
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I remember Z-Rock.
They were pretty good, but a couple of bands, like the band before, the first band it was up was this chick singing. She had the stage presence of a court bailiff. So
I've seen some pretty talented court bailiffs.
Yeah.
Was she what?
Yeah, she was all right.
Well,
yeah.
Then who the hell cares what she fucking looks like?
I know, but they were doing auto. They were singing the range of with to auto tuning.
Have you guys considered auto tune?
No.
Would you guys consider auto tune? Auto-tune made Britney Spears a star.
What was that song? What song was that?
Yeah.
Immigrant song.
She was doing the immigrant song with auto-tuning.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, so that's something like really, really,
Joe's feeling pretty good about the band McClinton. He's starting to throw stones at other bands.
But anyway, ZO2 goes up there, and there was about maybe 15 to 20 chicks hanging up in front of him. But I mean, really ugly chick.
Of course they were.
I mean, there must have been a high pitched whistle nobody could hear that brought them in.
Oh wow!
And I'm
like the hotties McClinton's drawing to the dance.
Believe me, we're drawing better ones. But
really,
yeah,
I've been to your show.
Well, you haven't seen what we had.
I saw. I was there.
I mean, you didn't see what we had this past Friday.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, my God, if he got into this field for chicks, he better have a back to the old drawing board.
You know what you gotta do though? You just drink like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like, where did those ugly chicks go? And these attractive girls have come.
Isn't that, isn't that, but isn't drink like a motherfucker your answer to everything?
Yes, true.
Zombie apocalypse, time to drink like a motherfucker.
Let me tell you.
Contract negotiations, time to drink like a motherfucker.
Let me tell you something.
Flat tire, time to drink like a motherfucker. Hangnail, time to drink like a motherfucker.
I even said this. There ain't enough booze and makeup to pretty that front lineup. Let me
really,
tell you.
Really? That
oh,
bad?
Oh, my God. Oh,
wow. Man.
It was like, ugh.
You just beer goggled up.
Ugh. Then we went to the dive. We went to the
beer welding mask.
Yeah. Then we went to the worst diner in Long Island. We went to the Good Times diner or something like
Sounds
that.
Sounds great.
Ugh.
Nice plug for them.
Right in the yeah, look at you.
Fucking kill them.
Yeah.
What's the criteria for a diner being bad on Long Island?
I mean,
just ugly waitresses.
Well, they all got ugly waitresses. They all got the mediocre food. It's just you going there
the
after
you're
drinking.
Drunk. You're drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like you have the best palate in the world at that point.
Yeah, yeah. What the hell is this?
You taste cigarettes and beer on your fucking breath.
No, the worst the diner was one thing. The worst.
Just caviar is turd.
All right, honey, I'll take it back.
Big bun in her hair with a pencil in it.
Do you like the foie gras? Do you think the shrimp scampi's fresh here?
Oh, wow, no.
Lobster tails? That sounds delicious. You get a gyro, a cheeseburger deluxe, or a tuna melt. Those are your options. Maybe an omelet, Joe.
The only lobster tail we have is the last guy that ate it shit himself for a week straight. All right, you don't want that.
It's a diner. It's not fucking Chef Ramsay.
How is it bad?
It was just the burger was awful. Then the foreign guy comes up, Cuck, who had the cuck? I ordered a Coke.
Like, who had the cock? We'll have a round of cocks.
What was that? The large one? What size is that? Large. Large cock. Who had large cock?
We all do, sir. Yeah. I don't want another one, though. That's a drink. They all have the worst coffee. It's like dish water or it's burnt to a crisp.
Well, it's like a spin the wheel if you're going to be there when the coffee's fresh, you know?
Yeah.
Look, but they're there at like 3 fucking a.m. It's not like they have. It's not like they have the primo chef on duty from a bunch when a bunch of alcoholic band members come stumbling.
Look, there's something to be said for some place you can go to eat, and four in the morning, if you want London broil, you can get it.
That's
you
what know? I'm saying.
Like, it's pretty goddamn.
I love our shells. Absolutely,
coming right up.
And I'll say, our diners on the island are the best, and even in Jersey. Yeah. You go out of state. I went to Allentown. Yes, I know a Greg.
Tank.
Tank. Yeah. Let me tell you. So I go to the diner, can I get a burger? And, yeah. And they give me potato chips. And I'm like, you got French fries?
It's That's
like,
extra.
But no, it's ridiculous. Now we give you potato chips. What, I'm on a fucking field trip? Yeah. The fucking French fries out here. Potato chips.
That's what they do. That's not just a Pennsylvania
thing.
That's why you have
bullshit. Who does
burger and chips, fries, an extra $200.
Burger and chips are for 5-year-olds. Damn it, I'm a French fries.
Well, they weren't sure. What do you want me to tell you, Joe?
Bullshit.
Were they Ritchie chips?
Yeah, they were the Ritchie chips. This doesn't do shit. I want French fries. You should have served French fries with a hamburger, not chips.
You put them on the burger. It's very good. Shut up!
Crunchy. Yes. So it's just crunchy?
Yeah.
So I can sit there and crunch how bad I feel. I want to shove this thing up your ass.
Somebody says that's the same kind of idiot that thinks that you should make mock apple pie out of Ritz crackers because it says so on the side of the box.
No, I didn't even know that was an option.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, there's some horrible recipe.
Sounds delicious.
Apple pie. There are no apples.
Ooh,
in
that looks scrumptious.
In week 15 of the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Apple pie was made with Ritz crackers. Joe Anthony was still keeping watch at the turret. It was amazing. He drank a full truck of beer.
See that? They have in the box of the shitty recipe. Bullshit your family with this.
Now that would be honesty in advertising. Are your family a bunch of retards? Yeah. Then we have the recipes for you.
Terrible. Like Hamburger Helper, Hamburger Stretcher.
Hamburger Helper is good.
Hamburger Helper, I like Hamburger Helper.
Oh, God, help me.
They should have had that at the diner. Then you would have been a happy Joe Curry.
I used to do an old joke when I first...
Of course you did.
Of course. I'm sick of the cocko. But I used to do this old joke.
Shirts.
Where he used to have the Hamburger Helping Hand come in and she used to come in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And
that's a great joke. I like that joke.
Yeah, but the woman go, I'll get the ground beef. I'll get the cops. There's a 5-foot hand in my kitchen.
That's a great joke. I'll get the cops.
What happens if
And then Anthony appears, I'll handle this.
Yeah. And then they're
right in the palm.
What if I'm using a Trojan condom? It's coming in.
Then there are just fingers when Anthony's done with it.
There's fingers everywhere.
You notice it's the same hand as that little hand that's on the computer when you're supposed to click on something?
Oh, yeah.
It's the same big Mickey Mouse hand gloves. Frightening.
Oh, I use that hand like if my computer's not working, it jerked me off. You know?
Usually the screen goes blue or black. Why is it white?
Why is it white? I need a windshield wiper on it.
The paperclip looks mortified. What have you done?
It's the white screen of the little death.
Huh?
Oh, God.
Oh, right. Boy.
Hip to English dictionary.
No.
There's a joke you'll enjoy on the ride home.
Well, French call an orgasm the petite death.
Wait, what? At the Eiffel Tower?
I do.
The petite what?
The French call an orgasm the petite death.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Pip, what's going on with you as I throw you a fucking line?
Why do we all have to liberate those idiots?
Pip Helix, I didn't. She fucking follows me. Pip, what's going on with you? I'm trying to fucking bail you out and make it good.
Hold on, let me get a bucket.
Barrel?
I was actually thinking about you on Wednesday when you were doing the Bears thing because we were at Yankee Stadium boiling our
at a real ball game.
No, we were roasting ourselves.
At least I got paid to be there.
Okay.
And I got off in the seventh inning when the fucking town went dark.
No, it was actually a little scary.
Hold on, that town went dark years ago.
Oh.
Joe!
Low hanging
fruit. Did you have to?
Lightning has struck really close to me twice.
Yeah, but even lightning's afraid of you.
I'm not touching her.
I know.
I can't. Who knows where she's been? Something friendly and friendly. Something will kill you dead.
We'll let the sun handle her and finish her off.
Yeah, and that will be my undoing.
I'm afraid of lightning.
No. I mean, like, terrified of lightning. Like,
you should be.
Yeah.
What, do you hide underneath the cover? Get underneath the bed like a fucking puppy?
No, not that much, but I mean, I won't.
Not that much, but you, just a touch?
Just a touch.
Stick your head under there.
Well, it needs the thunder shirt.
Show with a child and somebody makes an issue out of potato chips. I am fucked.
Hey, I thought I was fucked one time. I was in a forklift.
Did you think you were fucked one time?
Yeah. I was during a lightning storm.
That's not a good place to
out in the fence, in the flat as a board, out in the fence yard, I got three bundles of galvanized pipe on the high-low, and I see this
lightning. Finally, my plan paid off.
And I see this lightning bolt coming down. I'm like, I'm as good as dead, because if I'm lightning, I'm coming for me.
Yeah, big
you're not even lightning's first choice.
Yeah, I wasn't. I made it.
Well, wait,
that's scary.
My last house, my husband and I are sitting there watching TV, and we hear boom, sizzle, 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 and the lights go out.
Sizzle,
and the TV goes out.
Boom, sizzle, sizzle,
yeah,
sizzle.
Yeah, we're like, what is that noise? We figured it must have hit a transformer, and that was like the electrical sound. Couldn't figure
out. Optimus Prime.
We didn't know what that noise was, but what it was the lightning hitting my foot.
Don't yip that. You got worse in you. That's actually pretty good. I count on it.
We derailed your train of thought.
Continue with meteorology.
The lightning had hit my house, and it blew my chimney off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Santa Claus doesn't know where to go. You want a cartoon?
It blew the chimney off. And the bricks landed just inches from my husband's car in the driveway.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we didn't know what that noise had been, but we figured it was a transformer going because lights went out.
Optimus Prime.
So we sat there for a couple minutes going,
go for the
go
box. Mix it up.
But then the lights came back on, and we're like, okay, cool. So he hung out for a while. We were just dating at the time, so he had to go home.
Did that make a difference? Oh, really? Oh,
really?
My word, you have to go on
the what the hell is that about?
I was going
to
blow
you
with the
light.
I never blew a man in the dark.
It was his choice. He had to go to work.
Of course it was. Sorry, you set me up. I am an asshole. You set me up. I'm going to jump all over that like lightning on your fucking hobble.
Like, we are not married. You cannot stay here.
But I want to come for you during the lightning strike that knocked bricks almost all over your new Honda.
We didn't know that yet.
Really?
Yeah, we went to the back door because
of course you did.
Right.
You don't leave after the back door. You stick
and then,
around.
Then after that, you saw all the bricks lying around. Wow, I gave you some kind of a pounding. Reinforce the house.
Look at us trying to fucking bail this story out. My back is killing me from this digging.
It's like a brick house, but anyway.
Ow. No, keep going. I'm sure it gets better.
No. But this is, I mean, it was pretty amazing that it struck the house that we were sitting in. And then
really? Is that really amazing? Kind of like when somebody fucking snaps all of a sudden once a year.
No,
amazing.
How many times has your house been hit by lightning?
Well, the tree outside my house got struck all the time.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, well, but I did several times, but I didn't feel like fucking talking about it on this show. But yes, it would strike.
I wish I was sitting in it with a bullseye.
Holding a lightning rod. Where's Ben Franklin? But another time we were standing in a park under this little overhang, and I was taking a summer school class, and we were all having a picnic, but then all of a sudden it started
fuck, are you Yogi Bear?
Hey, boo-boo, let's hide under here and have the picnic basket.
I don't know, Yogi, here comes some lightning. Pip's going to shit herself.
I better watch out, boo.
I almost did. No, the whole class almost did because it started raining, and then it was hailing, and we're all like huddled together because the hail was pounding against our legs. And then all of a sudden, the lightning strikes started coming out of nowhere, and it hit a tree so close to us that the bark flew off and hit us.
Why don't we feel like I'm asking a 4-year-old what happened? Tell us everything.
Because you
and
are.
And then
I told you this last week. We need to fucking edit her.
Got a lot of weather stories.
Oh, yeah. I know more weather, really.
That's why I'm afraid of lightning.
Really? You couldn't have... Are you done?
I'll contain yourself.
Yes. I'm trying.
to from killing you. Meteorology on the hour, on the 8th with Pip Helix. Yes. And then this one time in meteorology school, it rained really hard, and there was a flash of lightning, and we were very scared, but I was giving the man a blowjob, but he immediately zipped up, because it wasn't proper.
It wasn't proper. I must return to my abode.
Yes, ask my husband if I was a prick.
I'm no! Why would I ask your husband when we know you were a filthy whore?
Well, that's better.
I said work.
Somehow.
She wasn't married at the time.
Yes.
Now, she's prudish, I'm sure. She's
yeah.
a fine...
Dear prudish.
She's a fine woman who doesn't fuck during storms.
No, never.
Any port in a storm except Pip Helix. The port is closed. I'm scared.
Port is closed down.
Yeah, actually, during lightning strikes, I'm sure it would be.
You know what you could use during a lightning storm? A fucking generator.
Yeah, really.
You should come to the
nice
compound.
Big generator that takes care of everything.
What, so it can be hit by lightning? No, thank you.
It's going to be underground, stupid.
No,
well, the generator's above ground.
Oh, you fuck.
Yeah, the generator's
above. It's going to explode.
Well, the tank.
I can't wait to do drunks in the news and we're reporting about how you exploded at the compound.
Oh, great.
It's all safe and grounded properly.
You'll see me email Joe. I know he's dead, but do you think we can do a show from the compound?
No, because the fucking place is on Mars now.
Don't you know anybody who can get us there?
I have a guy.
We haven't done Mars before.
I got a guy.
I got a guy.
I got a guy.
All right. Let's move on. All right. So let's recap what has been going on. We are going to do the scammers. Do we have our music for scammers?
We do.
Our African scammers. I'm very big on the Dark Continent.
Yes.
Or as known here, Newark. Where's that music? There it is. There it is. A Joe Curry joint. Perfect. So we got to recap a little bit. We accomplished a lot. We haven't really talked about my new scammer, who goes by the name of Agnes. I got to find a picture of her. New scammer from the country of Ghana. Why the fuck isn't this working? Stupid. From the country of Ghana. So I have gotten her to believe that I write porn. I know voodoo. And I know people who can kill
them. Give them a better recap, just the people.
All right, why don't you do this while I horse around with this shit?
Okay.
all right, there we go. I got it. I got it under control.
All right,
yes. So I knew this scammer was a little bit smarter than the other ones. But we've been talking. We've been having a good conversation and everything. Now, the picture you see up
now,
there.
I have to interrupt. How long has this scam been going on?
For several weeks. Thank you, Joe. She tried to scam me a couple weeks earlier, but I came on a little too strong, and I scared her away. My pimp hand was not as good as it is now with the scammers. But, yeah, we've been talking here. Everything has been going lovely thus far. Now, this beautiful girl that you see here is not really my Agnes. It is a porn star slash model, Julie Love or Juliana Love. You can see her website on cjulie.com. The email address you see is one of her aliases, her Yahoo address, shybear0337@yahoo.com. So if you – I'm not saying you should send things to her. She's not even checking him anymore, which we'll get to. But yes, shybear0337@yahoo.com.
Shy Bear.
So we had last left.
Who was Shy Bear?
We had last left it where things were going lovely between me and her. And I know that I took us up to, not this past Saturday, the Saturday before. And things were going well. And then we didn't get time to talk about Sunday.
No.
Is there anything else I forgot, Joe? I'm trying to do a real quick recap for the people at the compound in the New Age. I know there's a ton of details. You can hear it all in the old show. There's a lot of good stuff in there.
Well, what happened on was there anything this past Sunday?
Well, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before.
Sunday before? I think we did the Sunday before.
Yeah, we didn't get to that yet.
We didn't get to the Sunday before.
So we can kill the music at any time, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Sorry.
We don't need that on loop, but thank you. But, yeah, so we left it. I was going to do a comedy show, and I knew that this one chases. Chases. Talking would be so good if I could do it. Checks out my Facebook page. She watches what we do, or what I do. So I have to be very careful what I put up there. So Sunday, she asked how my show was. She asked if my family attend. And and she's like, why? You never told them about it, right? apparently she thinks my shows will be a great shame to the family or something.
Well, if truth be told. But
well, Joe, I set that up for you. There's some more low-hanging fruit for you, pal.
There you go.
Of course, and I go, of course they know I went. I went to work. Money has to come in, right? She goes, I don't understand the statement. She says, money has to come in. I said, yeah, I mean, they know I have to work, so there's money to pay for things. I don't get paid to chat with you. huddle a huddle, although I should. This one has a good sense of humor, a good sense of command of Facebook. There she goes, ha-ha, quite funny, LOL.
And a better command of the English language,
yeah,
in general.
Now, what I like about this one is she's been sympathetic, because I have an overbearing wife who is only interested in me for the money.
Absolutely.
And I bared my soul to her about this and everything. She's like, I do not understand why you work for money, and yet you cannot even spend a bit of it. Like, on the... Oh, yes, she wanted a computer. This one wanted a computer. From Malmart. M-A-L-M-A-R-T. Malmart.
Malmart.
They keep pit bulls in there that run around. You gotta try to grab your shit and get out.
Well, it's spelled differently.
Got it!
Spelled differently, but sure. We'll go with that. Spelling's not a big thing on these fucking conversations anyway.
Not on our show either.
No. The thing is, she sends me the link which clearly says Walmart. And I just said, well, Malmart isn't known for having good products.
Yeah.
I just left it at that.
Malmart.
So I tell her the money makes everybody happy. Others' happiness, man. Others' happiness makes me happy.
I'm very magnanimous.
She's okay. Does your wife watch how much you spend? She's strangely curious. I don't spend it. She buys everything. She's the accountant. She has the credit cards. You're not serious, right? She says. What do you mean? I mean, why is she too controlling? She has to have respect for you. So I tell her it wasn't always this way, always just in the past few years. What happened? Did you do anything to upset her? Yeah, this fucking nonsense. She goes, people change, feeling change. I go, it doesn't matter. Like I said, I have people who are relying on me. I will get my salvation in the afterlife. Hopefully I am worthy. Now, the reason I go all religious-y is because they always say they're fucking Christians, and they target the religious dating sites and everything. Apparently they think if they have God on their side, it's okay to lie to lonely people. So I always play like I'm very pious. Last week I was like talking about how important Jesus is into my life.
See, you were pious. Let me hear some time before I send you the money.
Yes, Joe, you're correct.
Yes, pious Mr. Rosenblatt is on the case.
Pretty much. She asked me if my wife's attitude upsets me. I said, listen, not everybody's
going to...
in a moment of honesty, I said, listen, not everybody's going to love your soul. Some people just want you for what you can do for them. She asked me if I went to church today. I said, no. Instead, I just volunteered to help cook breakfast at a homeless shelter. Well, I'm a very nice person.
You altruistic motherfucker.
I asked her if she went. She did not. Well, she was too busy fucking writing up bullshit, I guess, for me. And then we're like, so what about that laptop? Are you able to do something about it? Please do not be furious. I am curious. And you're a poet. And I'm like, never furious at you unless you give me a reason. I told you what you need to do so I can get you that quicker. What do I have to do? I need the pictures of you teaching the kids in a classroom at the orphanage, and a picture of you with the kids in front of the orphanage, and a sign of the orphanage. Then I will get donations for you and get the extra computer in there for you. Otherwise, you'll have to be more patient until I can figure out something else.
Now, that's a sign of genius, because basically you
thank
want
to... Thank you, Joe. Isolate that.
Well, the mutual bullshit from last week, pat each other on the back.
Well, very good.
Because it's a good idea, because basically you want... She's got to assemble kids, and she's got to assemble this orphanage.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
She can get that laptop.
I should backtrack a little bit.
Yes.
This scammer has sent me pictures of the lovely Julie... with kids, besides her kid, other people's white kids, sent me pictures of them, and she
not white children.
Yes, white children.
Oh,
the good
God.
Children.
It was okay when she was fucking around with
you're
the black
a terrible
children.
Person.
I'm just kidding.
And what also makes the scammer intriguing is she's constantly pushing for the video chat. She wanted,
which makes sense.
You should see Anthony's face. He's very surprised. Yeah, from day one she wanted to have a video chat, and like at first I didn't do it. I was blown away. I'm like, whoa. But I probably should have done it when I had the opportunity. But you learn. So I know that, but I can get an extra computer in the shipment with the computers for the school. I'm like, you have to be patient for the school now. The classroom's not big enough. Oh, she's like, I have to be patient with the school. She has to fucking assemble some black kids. I said, babe, just do what I ask, and soon everything will be taken care of.
Assemble some black kids. Because they don't put together, go together with water anymore.
She asked me, are you mad? I ask her, I go, are you mad at me, my sweet? Full of shit. She goes, no, but it seems you only want to see me in a classroom before you will believe and trust me. Wow. I don't know, just because the next day you create an email that says Agnes and Davin. I said, you can think of a way for me to get you the computer without my wife noticing $500 missing in the bank. She's like, you can use the credit card.
Oh.
And I go, and where does the money to pay the credit card come from? Stupid. I didn't put that in.
That's stupid.
I go, just borrow the money from a friend and I'll give you the money when I see you. She's like, borrow? She's like, I feel ashamed of borrowing. I do not want to owe. But you, who I met a day ago, I have no issue with at all.
Yeah, you knock yourself out, asshole.
I go, I don't blame you. And I don't want my wife to take my kid from me because she finds out what I am doing, all because you don't want to take a picture. One day you're sending me pictures with a whole bunch of children, and the next day you can't take a picture in the school. I'm getting perturbed. Oh, do not say that. It is because of security reasons, she says. I said, then she goes to change the subject. Have I told you I had an emergency call from work today? Yeah, we're going to need more pictures. I go, I've already seen what happened. I've already seen the kids. She's like, what do you mean you've already seen the kids? Pictures. You've sent me pictures with the kids. Stupid. What do you think? I'm hiding in a tree? That would be silly. I don't do those things. I leave that for my business associates. Now, I told her my business associates went to the Benin Republic and axed somebody who double-crossed them.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Did you just say axe?
I did. Axe.
Okay. Yes. All right.
And there was death with a penis in the mouth. Yes.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's right. In the ditch. With the eyes plucked out.
So again, she asked if we can see each other today. So I'm like, I'm bluffing because my kid's around. So I'm like, I can't do this now. So I'm like, yeah, tomorrow or Tuesday. So I ask her, is her video connection good? Video cameras that aren't synced up annoy the crap out of me. Because I don't want her fucking sending me one of these things where it's like a picture. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm very technical. She asked me if I've heard of Yahoo Messenger.
What strange and curious being is this?
So I'm asking about the video chat. So I go, are you going to look like your pictures, or is it going to be a picture of you from 10 years ago, like so many people do, LOL? Yes, because it's a video call. She's fucking sticking with this. I've heard bad things about Yahoo Messenger. It's like, what am I talking about with the pictures? I was like, well, you know, I don't know. I said, sometimes people use pictures of when they are thin, and then in real life they weigh 900 pounds. She's like, laugh out loud, I'm not that way at all. I go, well, I am. She goes, you're thin now? I go, nope.
That is a tick.
She goes, fat? I go, huge.
I bet he wants that laptop now, stupid.
I go, and then there's like a long delay. I go, what are you doing, trying to find fatty pics of me?
No, you didn't.
That's my pitch. She's like, I'm just looking at your pics. I go, I'm a 600-pound Chinese guy in real life.
I go, Dong Wu.
Yes. I go, does that change things? She goes, Davin, I'm talking to this woman called... So she starts having a conversation with this guy, Lance.
Oh, that he was.
No, because I saw that... She's having this conversation with the guy, Lance, because he commented on a picture about how beautiful she is. Now, she doesn't have to fucking tell me about this, but she's volunteering this. So, again, she's fucking smart. And she's like, well, he's curious to know about me. And this guy is a God freak, because I fucking checked him out. Everything, it's like God in martial arts. It's like Chinese stars, and I'll pray for you.
You can just see, like, them chopping across. Hey, I was leaning on that.
So she thinks Lance is a woman because there's a woman in the photo. I go, well, people do lie in photos. She goes, I go, what are you going to do? Hoping
that was a lie in lines.
I do. I go, were you hoping this Lance was a guy? No, a woman. She got a woman in the photo. So what are you going to do? Don't know. So she wants to know what I think she should do. I said, well, if I was you, I wish you'd get rid of all these Facebook guys. They make me so jealous. It's like, I do not really care about them. Page out of Flurry's book. Let's forget about those people and talk about us. I'm fucking dead. She's very good at changing the subject, like a real woman.
And you're very good at leading her into it.
Of course
yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
Did they ask Lance to be friends? Did Lance ask you to be friends? That's what I fucking type. I say.
No, you.
I type like a Puerto Rican.
You get suckered in. Not suckered in, but you just got caught. No. You got caught up in that. You started to think.
He just wanted Lance to be the verb in that sentence so badly.
Oh, God. She goes, I asked Lance to be my friend because I thought Lance is a female. But you just told me Lance is a guy, not a woman. I go, you thought Lance Robert was a female? She goes, yes, because I had a friend in college called Robert. She's a silly girl. This girl's got all the fucking
answers. Silly girl. She got a cock. What are you kidding?
Idiot. Very good, Joe. Where were you on Sunday? I go, what college did you go to? I go, Lance sex says male. Babe, I trust you, but if you were fibbing now, would be the time to come clean.
Lance complimented you in a photo. You do realize everything on the internet. I go, you do realize everything is on the internet. I'm telling her this now. Yes, I'm telling. If I'm telling lies, I would not have told you. I'm talking to Lance now. He just told me he's a guy and that the photo is his daughter and son. Her daughter and son. He's fucking good. She's good.
Yeah.
She's like, I guess what I should do now. I go, do what you want. But I would start with honesty.
It's like shovel against shovel.
It really is.
Horseshit, yeah, it really
you know?
Is.
The horseshit is flying.
Yeah, really.
Well, and it's a really good confidence game because there she is. She's telling you things. See, I wouldn't tell you that if I wasn't honest.
It's two assholes bluffing.
But, it, but it's so nothing to tell. Yeah.
She goes, I am also honest. That's why I tell you everything. Please do not feel insecure.
I'm going to check all the doors now.
You feel like you put your seatbelt on correctly. I'm insecure.
So Lance wants to know about the family and the kids. Who cares about that? I don't give a shit. I'm just rolling. I don't know. So I'm like asking her about Lance. She's like, I don't want to talk about that. Issues which are not important. She goes, where's your kid now? Here? At home? Does she use Facebook? She better fucking not. I don't know why. And she goes, okay, and your wife? I wish I could talk to her now.
What the hell are they going to chat about?
What?
She wants to talk to my wife. I go, I don't think that would be wise, LOL.
What the hell? What the hell do you want to chat about?
I go, I don't think that would be wise. She goes, why? I go, really? You need to ask you why you can't talk? You need me to tell you why you can't talk?
Hey, she could, she could brag to her. Hey, you want to lie? Hey, just bought me an iPad.
That's true, I did.
Yeah, but what the hell part of, wait, I got to stop here for a second. Why would you want to talk to the wife?
If I was having an affair with a woman, can I talk to you? Oh, sure, I'll get her.
Here's her ploy.
With your 900-pound Chinese husband?
Here's her ploy. Remember, she's playing the ploy that she's very concerned about me and that I should not be treated this badly, that I deserve better. She wishes she could straighten my wife out. I love talking to this chick, because if it was real, it would make me think about things. Of course, my wife's not an overbearing bitch in real life, but, you know, whatever. So I'm like, yeah, she'll find out about us. That's why you can't talk to her, stupid. Oh, no, she goes, she'll find out about us. I go, very good,
duh.
With an exclamation point. Then my sarcasm comes out.
So your common sense comes out.
Yeah.
Idiot.
So she asked me what I'm doing. So she asked me if I'm writing scripts for my porn, because I write porn scripts on the side. Last time, as you recall, Anthony, I was a fluffer.
What he's done now is he's
writing
up to porn scripts, and he also asked her, Agnes, if he wanted to submit some porn scripts herself.
But she didn't want to do that. But then she asked me, how do you write the scripts?
Oh, now she's interested.
She wants to know. I go, think of things normal people would not say to somebody they love, LOL. She goes, you mean it as bad? No, just very descriptive. So let's see. So she goes, oh, tell me about the scripts. Do you write it like a movie? I go, what do you want to know? I go, yes, it's a movie with bad actors and lots of sex. You said when I write a script, I will get paid, she says.
Oh.
Well, she's looking at every angle. Whoa, hold on.
She's interested.
The laptop's one thing, but we got to see your work here.
She wants to get paid. I go, well, when it's finished. Meaning when it's completed and approved for production, stupid.
Meaning, what, when you type the last period on it?
Here is where the game picks up a little bit. It gets a little bit more interesting.
All right, now, when was this?
This is still Sunday.
Okay.
I go, I might be able to get you a job writing them if you want to give it a shot, then you could buy your own computer and not have to wait for me.
Oh.
So tell me, you can't write it. So she's like, so you can't write a script and tell them it's from me, LOL? Oh, so you want me to do the work for you? You are lazy, LOL.
Sounds like a writing meeting between you and me.
It really does. It's like, man, I can't do it. I'm trying everything.
You sure that's not one of ours?
Sorry. All of a sudden, Agnes looks like Joe.
Yeah.
I am no longer turned on.
So Joe's picture up there on the screen. That's who you're really writing to.
So I try. I say, try and write one, and I'll fix it up for you, of course. But write one and email it to me. Let your imagination run wild. Everything wish you could do, and then just
everything,
a bit more.
Everything wish you could do.
Everything
you are slipping, boy.
I'm trying to get through it quickly. Glad you stopped me for that. She's like, I'm not lazy. I just don't know how to write the script. I go, first, come up with some characters: a man, a woman, a woman, a woman, a midget, a woman, a man.
You
horse in there. Put a horse in there. Put
we'll
a horse.
Get to that. Relax. Right, don't jump the gun.
All right. Don't jump.
I go make some heroes and some villains. Pick a place for the story to happen, and then write very short conversations, and then sex.
I'm sorry. Are there heroes and villains in porn?
Sure. Somebody's getting fucked no matter how you paint it.
What is this? Like coming with a whip? Yeah.
Who the fuck cares about the plot line?
I mean, like, what is she going to be tied to the train tracks?
Dick Dastardly's coming.
Hi, my beloved. I'll be the only one that'll screw you tonight. Oh, that's so great.
They'll pull a train on her whilst the train's coming.
May I continue?
Okay. Yes.
Thank you. So I tell her to do this, I'll fill in the blanks, and she'll get paid. She goes, what about a nurse and a patient? I'm like, awesome.
Oh, geez, that's never been done before.
Who the fuck cares? She's like, bright and hack. Hey, this is going to get good here. She's like, a sexy nurse treating a hot guy and touches his dick. The nurse... This is her. This is my little angel. This is my Agnes, or Julie Love, if you will. The nurse asks the patient whether he had sex before. Then he gets hard and they have sex. What do you think? I think it's a great start.
I think you should work in a hospital.
I go. You need a little bit more conversation.
Oh God, it's like
you need more.
It's like the C-spot run version of sex. C-spot come. C-spot come. Susie has spread. C-spot come.
See Susie be
come.
The spot came too soon. Poor Susie.
Yeah, poor Susie.
I go, I think it's a great start. You need a little bit more conversation. You might be a natural. You sure you haven't done this before? Yeah, she's like, yeah, I'm only thinking about something nudie and more sex. You can help me
nudie.
With this.
Nudie.
It's got to be more nudie.
And I go, how can I do that? Get a pen and paper and start writing what I'm saying. I go, just email me the stories when you're done. I'll tighten them up like I do with this fucking show. Then I'll send it back and you can submit. We need more dialogue, different positions. You want the actors and sometimes the directors change that, but not always. And, of course, several stories involving the characters. Just think of what you like. Do you like it rough? Do you like it romantic? Do you like being covered in honey? Do you like it on the hood of a car? Use your mind. You can do this. I believe in you. It's a porno pep talk.
Yeah, it really was.
Sounds like Woody, don't it?
She goes, what do you think? Should it be rough?
Yeah.
She asks if I like my sex to be romantic. I go, if I love the person, sure, but sometimes kinky's good, too. How about you? What do you like? Romantic.
Yeah.
So then I give her this. Quiet. Sweet kisses on your neck. She's like, oh, you sure know how to get it done. Really?
Well, you must have got a lot of calluses on your hand from shoveling, boy. Let me tell you.
She goes, get what done? Good sex. I go, get what then? Good sex. I go, how about you? Uh-huh. I'm like, do tell. Now we're getting dirty. She goes, try me one day and I will eat you up. Right now, she's way better than the fucking 3 months of fucking flory bullshit.
Absolutely.
And now here's the thing. I got my kids sitting across from me on the dining room table, and my parents are going to be over, and I have to cook rice. This is not the time for this.
Now you're about to cook cream of wheat.
This is going to be 5 minute rice show.
More like minute rice.
I'm fucking getting hot just fucking reading this shit. I'm like, this is the
And that's
best.
Where he starts to slide in.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm in, baby. All right. This is fucking good. But the thing is, I can't stay at the computer because I got to make rice. And I got to look at my fucking five-year-old across the table. I hope she doesn't come to this side of the computer.
Oh, man.
So she goes, try me one day and I will eat you up. I go, big talk, little lady. Also, I'm fucking John Wayne.
Well, I gotta make rice, lady, but I gotta tell you, little lady, trying to bullshit the dude laptop.
She goes, you think I'm little? I go, unless the picture's a lie, I don't think you're big. Little in stature, big in heart. She goes, the pic is not a lie, but I mean the fact that I am not big does not mean I cannot have good sex. Ha.
What?
I don't
that
know.
That sentence, she tripped all over. Good sex.
That's how she fucking wrote it.
Really?
I go, I know that. Well, I don't know because we haven't, we haven't, but you know. I'm being supposed to say, that's what she's fucking hot. in fucking my imagination.
I'm in, baby. If anybody's been following my blog or the show for the past couple of weeks where I'm telling he slips a little bit.
And that's where the Joe Curry head pops up. I go, you're ruining the erection, Joe Curry, little devil.
You're ruining my asshole. You were telling me I was 2 weeks ago.
This one's talking dirty. This is all I ever wanted.
The daughter making rice.
The daughter's going, the rice is cooking.
Fucking creepy.
Yes, I am. I'm talking porno with an event. Listen, at this point, I still don't know what the fuck's going on, because you gotta remember, she wants to have a live chat, which is really weird.
Yeah.
You know.
If it's not really her.
Yeah, you're busy putting Last Tango in Paris together with her.
She goes, don't tell me you're horny. I go, I won't say a word. She goes, you have to. I know you sicky horny.
Sicky horny. Me sicky horny. Me sicky horny.
That's when you come and have the sniffles at the same time.
Me sicky horny.
I go, are you? She goes, I won't say a word. She's actually fine. This is like a real conversation now. As opposed to Flory with the cut and paste and the britches and the musk and the yuck and the musk. And me cutting and pasting Bon Jovi just so I don't have to deal with this bitch.
You're working with dice and the three stooges.
So then I tell her, I go, I know you, sicky horny.
Sicky horny.
She goes, you're repeating my words, and you're doing the same to me. Now there's a connection. I go, she goes, I have fun talking to you. You make me happy. I go, I feel the same way. And at this moment, I
in my pants.
In my pants. She's like, don't you think it's time for you to go to work now? Bitch.
What?
I go, you just made it very hard for me to work. She goes, I did nothing. Caps, Davin, She's fucking playing me, this whore.
Really? Hold on a second. So she's getting you all hot and bothered. Don't you?
She wants me to write a script.
To work? Oh, I see.
Fucking type away like the little horny monkey I am. She goes, but yes, you are right. I go, but yes, you are right. Are you going to write the script and email it to me?
Yeah,
I'll polish it for you.
He's going to write Hunt, Peck, and Pecker.
So I tell her she's done more than I know. She goes, I do not. She goes, I do not know. Tell me what I. She goes, well, she does not know. Tell me what I did. I'm curious. Me thinks you already know I write. No, I have no idea unless you tell me, she says. But right now, you got me thinking about you and naughty things.
Naughty things.
She goes, you lying, bahahaha. My wife better not hear this.
She actually wrote bahahaha.
Yeah, she did.
Really?
I go, apparently she fucks goats where she lives. Yeah, I don't know.
Thinking about your naughty things.
I go, of course, but I have ice in my veins and in my pants. LOL. She goes, what's ice? I go, frozen water.
What
the fuck ice is? Even when I'm turned on, I am an asshole.
But she is an asshole. Who the hell doesn't know what ice is?
Even when Joe Curry knows something you don't know, you're an asshole.
That's right. It's in your goddamn picture, you silly whore. What's ice?
I go, you did not know that? She goes, I know. What are you trying to say? I go, ice in the veins means you can't be deterred. You're not emotional. Ice in your pants means you need to cool off because it's getting a little hot down there. You mean you have hot blood? That's why you hot? Well, blood isn't why I'm hot. I think we know why that is.
It's less hot when you have to explain it, though, you know?
So you're trying to say, she's trying to say how you're hot now, huh? I go, you leave me. And at this point, I go, you leave me speechless. Because I really had nothing to fucking type. I was in my, it was like I was fucking talking to a hot girl in real life. Like I'm at the fucking bar. I do a podcast. I do Daniel Comey. You want to come back to my Motel 6?
I'm not slipping it. This is me just acting. It's like,
I'm friends with Anthony from Open Air. He's getting a generator.
Oh my god.
I am in, baby. I'm in.
Oh my god. You don't even have fake game.
No, I don't. I stink.
He's slipping and he's falling in, and now he's talking, repeating what she says.
So now she wants to start writing the script. She wants to know how to start.
She's putting pen to paper now?
Sure. So I go, decide who are your characters. Give the names. Give them a little physical description. Give a place where this is happening. She goes, it is a nurse and a patient, and it is happening in a hospital. I go, okay, that can be the first one. What is wrong with the patient? She goes, he is sick.
Oh, thanks.
Really stupid.
Stupid.
I go, what is the...
Sick with what?
Now we're right. Porno for stupids. For dummies.
Porno for dummies.
You're sick, really? In a hospital? That's odd.
Who the fuck it, dummy? You know, just when you get hot, you realize they fucking say something stupid like a real woman and ruin it. I go, what's the name of the nurse to do? What's the nurse to do for him? What is her name? What is the patient's name?
Agnes and Davin. Wow, funny how that works.
I go, well, if anybody wanted my rod to curl up like a body horn.
I go, don't put my name in a porn, babe. That's dirty.
Don't put it in a comedy act either.
Well, we certainly won't see your name on a fucking flyer or a billboard.
Right.
Shall we continue with the show?
Yeah, keep going.
All right. I go, describe what you want them to do. Put in a couple of moans and groans and what you want them to say before the sex, during the sex, and at the end. Then you have a scene. That's the way I remember.
Hey, porno for dummies.
That's great.
I also come up with the name of the movie. Something sexy, dirty, and funny. Seductive Nurse. Is that the name of the movie? Yeah. Is it cool, she asks? It is. This Agnes character is going to be a busy girl. She's the only nurse. That pussy's going to be worn out.
The short stay at hospital.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. I'm like, wow.
She goes, I don't understand. I go, well, you said the nurse's name is Agnes. You called the movie Seductive Nurse. If she's the only nurse, she's going to be in a lot of scenes, right? Yeah.
Oh, by the way, this title stinks. Seductive nurse.
Really? Seductive nurse. Really? Did you want me to go, let me call up Joe so we can all workshop it together.
I wouldn't mind. Seductive nurse. That's awful.
She goes, she seduces.
Now I'm getting sucked in. No, we can't call it that.
No, now you're really worried about what it's going to be.
What are you writing? You're getting sucked in. No, we can't call it that.
Like the movie's going to happen.
Seductive nurse. You. Featuring Agnes and David. Because what else would you call a movie?
Agnes is really the slutty nurse name that you're
going to cook his papers while he's waiting for us to get done.
Fine.
All right, Spielberg. How's the movie coming?
It's coming great.
All right.
As am I. Huddle of who?
Chuck or Tom thinks Agnes stinks. Yeah.
She seduces the doctors and wears miniskirts. Babe, you can help me with that. You know, I am not that good with that, she says. I think you're better than you realize. I'll help you, but you start and I will help. Just do the first scene and email it to me. When it arrives, I'll take a look and email it back. Kind of like I tell Joe, just fucking start, I'll fix it. Babe, can the patient be hot too? Of course.
No, it's 300 pounds with a ring in its nose. Stupid.
I go, they're all
adult. What kind of casting are you doing?
I go, they're all adult film stars. Nobody wants to pleasure themselves to ugly people.
They don't have to be hot, they just have to be pretty.
That's the first rule of porno.
Sure. I go, just describe how you want them to look and the casting directors will make it happen. All right, babe. I got to get some work done. The race is ready.
I bet it is.
So Monday's about to go off.
Monday on Facebook, she goes, I emailed you the scripts. I sent you the scripts. Love you. Bye. Then she goes, Hey, Davin, how are you doing today? I'm cool and do not have much on my mind to write about the scripts. So this is the first script.
Now, what day is it?
This
day
is Monday.
Monday.
She actually sent you a
Monday
script?
Before.
Monday, no, the next day.
All right, so this is Monday before last week's show.
Yes.
Last week's show was Tuesday, so it's the day before.
Yeah. Didn't get all the way caught up.
And it got played on Wednesday. Keep that in mind.
All right.
So the first thing is called Wrong Apartment. This happened in a hotel. Apparently, it's a very wrong apartment. It's in a hotel. The guy was...
wrong apartment.
All right.
Wrong building entirely.
The guy was muscular and sexy. Daniel's his name. The girl was sexy, and she was in a miniskirt. Maria. The girl went to a hotel to rent an apartment, and she entered into the wrong room.
Because the girl is going to a fucking hotel to rent them an apartment.
It's very weird in Ghana. I don't know. It's weird. I go, she was at the bathroom bathing, and the guy, Daniel, entered the room and noticed someone was bathing.
But if she went to the apartment, why would you bathe? Wouldn't you just leave?
Well, because...
She got rent. Can't you follow this simple script?
No, it stinks!
She got to the post office for ice cream. Come on, get with the program.
She rented this apartment. It turns out...
It's in a hotel.
Whatever, an apartment hotel.
Well, you gotta... Semantics. Tell me whatever.
I don't know what the hell fuck she means. Think I'm gonna quibble with this bitch over this night? She's a liar, you asshole!
Well, she's not a... She might be a good liar. She's a shitty script writer.
As am I.
Yeah.
That's why it's working well together. I think the premise is she rents a room, a hotel. I think she meant a hotel. The guy at the desk gives her the wrong fucking room.
Okay.
Guy comes back to his room.
Gotcha.
Walks in. She's fucking bathing.
Gotcha.
He entered the bathroom and asked the girl, Maria, what is she doing in his room? He held the girl and started kissing her, impressing her breast and ass. He made the girl horny, and they started having kiss. Great. It was rough in the bathroom. Gene Simmons popped in.
I started flicking around.
They started having kids.
If Paul Stanley was pleased.
He pulled it to
her. Several times.
She got horny because when a man just walks in the room and pulls you out of a tub wet, you get horny. It's time we have kissed.
Like, hog, hog, you're ready to go.
Oh, this story has got off. All right.
Story's not the porn you're accustomed to. It was rough in the bathroom.
I'd be like, let me tell you, I'd probably rather
it was rough fucking reading this shit. She goes, what do you think? Is it cool? Please help me. I go, hi, Agnes. This is a great start. I think you may be a natural at this.
With a happy ending.
I go, we just need a bit more. We need some dialogue between the two stories. We need some guidance on sexual positions. I will leave that to you, but this is your scene. But here's a little help. After a hard day at work, Daniel just wants to get to his room and take a shower. As he unlocks the door to his room, he hears the sound of splashing in his bathroom. He opens the bathroom door and sees Maria. Maria started. Daniel says, what are you doing in my room? Maria, your room? I just paid for it. How dare you? I'm naked right now. Stop staring at me. You should go to the front desk and find out what's going on.
Oh boy.
Daniel goes,
I'll eat your porridge.
You.
I'm working with
Willard. Like I would walk out of. All right.
Settle down, Fred Willard. Fred would fucking stick around for the sequel.
I don't think he would.
Oh, yes, he would.
So Daniel goes, oh, I have a better idea. And I go, and now you can take over. Remember, you have to write on the paper the action that is in your mind and what exactly you want them to say, even during the various sex acts, okay? And I go, I think my company's going to love you. Hey, Davin, let me try this one. There was this girl who visited her friend. It was a boy who visited her. The girl's name is Inove. And the guy's
that
name
just
is
rolls
Richard.
Off the tongue.
Inove was on her bed when Richard comes in. Richard sat on a chair in front of the bed and asked Inove, how is she doing? She said she was okay and asked Richard to come and sit on the bed. They started talking about a romantic movie they watched the other time, and Inove started touching the body of Richard. She touched
the body of Richard.
So it always works for me.
Inove
started touching the body of Richard. She touched Richard's dick, and he became hard.
Wait, she touched Dick's dick?
Yes. They started kissing. And there they had sex. It was romantic sex.
The end. What the fuck, you?
She goes, what do you think? I go, well, I think this one. I go. I think this one we should make both friends women. I know you hate homosexuals, but we already are working with a man and a woman.
This heterosexual stuff isn't cutting it yet.
I go, this movie needs variety. Woman, man, woman, woman, man, man, woman. I go, if you want, you can mix in midgets, the handicapped, or even animals.
I was wondering when the goat was going to come into play.
A yak.
The goat would help a little bit.
I know it's kind of perverse, but there's a market for this type of stuff, and not many people can write for that market, so they may pay more for it. I think you're doing fantastic. I'm so proud of you. If you keep up this hard work, I can pitch it to my company, and we can
believe me, that ain't hard work. Nobody's getting hard watching that.
Are you kidding me? She completely crushed my lady boner.
And you crushed my male boner. Get the money you need very quickly. If you write enough, probably even a plane ticket to the States for you and your son, and then you can work towards that nursing career. I see big things in your future. I love you, Agnes.
Oh!
Oh, wow!
Wow, you dropped the L-bomb.
Yes, I did!
Now, how many weeks are we in on this?
We're about a week. But she loved me much. She loved me the next day.
The next day. But Davin just got riveted by that whole tub scene.
Yeah.
Takes time.
And he gets into a room and just like grab her out of the tub and start having the sex with her.
So now Tuesday gets a little hinky.
Oh, wait. What?
It gets a little what?
Oh, wait, you know what? We should probably stop at this point.
Yeah.
And rehash before I go into 2020.
Yeah.
Because this woman with 2020, ABC's 2020, did a whole thing with scammers. And Truly Love was featured because a guy from New York, a father, sent a woman posing as Juliana $50,000. She doesn't show up on the plane. He fucking blows his brains out.
This poor bastard was so crushed by this woman.
Yeah.
He really was. And the son on the segment, just to give a little background, said that he was a really proud, dignified man. And he bought into it because some people think that these love cons are ridiculous, but if you're lonely, there's a lot of ways that they suck people in and sound really believable. And so he bought into it to the tune of $50,000 and then realized that that it was all fake. Imagine how humiliated you'd feel.
And humiliated, he killed himself.
Yeah.
So Julie Love meets the son and says, I'm very sorry. Now, I don't know what you do when you're a model/porn star and your picture's been used for a man to off himself.
Right.
But they did an interview with her, and she basically said, these scammers in Ghana, and they all use her picture.
Yeah.
There's model pictures of her all over the place.
Yeah.
Here's the difference. I'm backtracking a little. Here's the difference. I have pictures of her that are not model pictures. I have pictures of her with kids that are not her kids. I have pictures in her of maybe Ghana. I'm not sure. It could be Jamaica. She's been there, too. I don't know. So I got different pictures than her around the internet. So we watched this interview with Julie Love, and I watched, and I go, I don't buy this shit. So I sent it to Joe and Pip, and we discussed this last week, and they didn't buy this either.
No. Now, there's something really odd about her behavior. Her affect was so flat. And I don't know exactly how.
No, I've seen a lot of videos of her. I don't think she can act.
No, I don't think she was a great actress. But the thing was that I don't know how you would behave when you're trying to say that you're innocent because other people are using your pictures to scam people. It's
it just
not
didn't
you,
seem.
But she didn't seem. She didn't seem real.
Now we're talking about this on the air last week, and Joe goes, "I think we should call the segment producer of 2020 and maybe do a follow up piece." So we all agree that's a good idea, right?
Yes,
yeah.
We agreed it was a good idea because we felt that this woman was saying that she had nothing to do with these people. But
now
it seems that the photos were kind of tailor made for certain situations that Davin was bringing up in the discussions with her.
I had emailed Julie Love on that Saturday, just to go back a little bit. I go, listen, there's something going on. You know, we're scamming a scammer. Hit me back. You can be in on it. Doesn't get back. Emailed her on that Sunday, the day of the porn, and. And I said, listen, now there's pictures of the kids. You might want to hit me back. She doesn't get back to me on any of this shit. I've been doing a lot of research on this, Julie Love. She sells Avon. Sets up the bouncy rooms for kids. She has a website where you can order her porn and naked pictures at cjulie.com. You can check it out, cjulie.com. And her method of payment is Western Union and everything.
Now, if I can point out, Western Union has been a key payment in the Flory story that we did. And also on the story,
all the Africans use it. All the Africans use it. Western Union, because in the States you're not using that. You're using PayPal, you know, check,
credit
cash,
cards,
yeah, right. Something like that. Yeah, credit card. You're not using Western Union. So I'm not hearing from this chick. And I see she's got all these different jobs and everything. So this is Tuesday morning. We didn't really talk, but she goes, "How you doing? I was a little down yesterday, so I couldn't get on. Hope to talk with you today." So I ask, "I go, why are you down, sweetie?" She goes, "I wasn't feeling well, but I'm okay now. Miss you." I go, "I'm sorry you weren't well. What's wrong? I miss you too." She goes, "Too much stress, I guess. Have you checked the script and what do you think?" I said, "We'll try to take it easy, relax." I checked the script and emailed back. So this is what I emailed her back. I emailed her back. She goes, "Thanks for your idea. I really like that. Well, I'm going to start again. After a hard day at work, Daniel just wants to get to his room and take a shower naked. As he unlocks it,
showers and his clothes just aren't cutting it anymore.
Exactly.
Why, he's weird. What he's trying to do is wash at the same time.
Oh,
it's hard to get your balls clean when you're wearing dungarees.
Now that would be a good name for a movie.
Write it down.
Your balls clean when you're wearing dungarees.
As he unlocks the door to his room, he hears the sound of splashing in his bathroom. He opens the bathroom door and sees Maria. Maria is startled. "Daniel, what are you doing in my room?" "Maria, your room? I just paid for it. How dare you when I am naked right now? Stop staring at me. You should go to the front desk and find out what's going on." Daniel goes, "I have a better idea." "Maria, what better idea do you think?" Daniel, "Taking shower with you, hottie."
You know,
he talks like a maroon
or
Tarzan.
It was
Eugene, me.
It was sounding perfect English. Because of the ideas that you gave, as soon as you started going off your script, it started deteriorating very quickly.
No, I am an expert on porn. I work for a company.
Yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
"Maria, don't even think of!" Exclamation point. Daniel grabs Maria and started kissing her. Daniel kissed her and pressed her ass. Maria pressed her ass.
Pressed her ass.
Was he fucking eating dough?
And made a silly putty impression of the soap dish.
And pressed her ass. Yeah. You know what? That'd be a good porn star name. Hi, who are you? I'm Prester Ass.
Prester Ass.
Nice. Prester Ass.
Only anal scenes.
Only anal. That's a specialty. Prester Ass.
Maria tried to stop Daniel, but she could not because she became horny too.
And how do what happens with your ass being pressed?
Yeah. Guys, please, a moment for
He's
this.
He's creating.
Yeah, okay. I'm not creating. This is her. This isn't me.
Oh. She's creating.
Daniel puts his finger and her pussy in. and out. Word for word.
It's a blender.
What is she, a zombie?
Oops,
sorry about that.
Daniel put her on the floor and fucks her pussy.
And then he turned to Maria.
It was rough and hard.
What, the story of his sex?
The cat's tongue.
Ew.
That bad.
You ruined it.
Even the cat would run in there.
Daniel put his dick in Maria's mouth to suck.
I like the inflection. To suck.
I did that. They were saying this while... They were saying this whilst she was being fucked.
No, she
was saying
she's very talented, this Maria.
I like the way she has described the location.
We were fucking.
See, I would have wrote whilst she is being fucked. She mentioned this, but no.
No,
she,
you wouldn't say whilst at all. Come on.
Maybe it's a Shakespearean point of view.
Yeah. I know. I'm thinking it is.
Now what, blow thy load on thy face.
Romeo, Romeo, where thou art thou load, Romeo? Juliet, but you come with a quiver in the night. Be still my touch. Touch my leather ball. Tickle the writer.
To fuck or not to fuck? That is the question.
Fuck.
All right, enough of our stuff. We have a true genius that we're reading.
Okay,
right.
Yes.
Anyway, she sucked his dick and Daniel touches her breast.
What?
I don't know. I'll fucking clean it up when I send it to the fucking producers.
Could you hear that line again?
She sucked his dick. And Daniel touches her breast. There's a lot going on.
Sounds like it skipped.
It
skipped and it missed
what?
The spot.
What's what?
She goes, Maria goes, I'm going to sue you, bastard. Apparently Maria's Jewish.
She wouldn't be sucking dick then.
Well, they're not married, so it's okay. Daniel goes, you're not going to do that after I'm over with you. Maria goes, you such a good fuck. Danny goes, you such a naughty girl. What do you think? You can add your own to it.
Oh, you got it the right porno.
I fucking told you guys last week. Who's the master of this shit? Let's just fucking stop and bask in my fucking creativity.
Oh my god.
I've left Curry speechless 2 weeks in a row with the horse shit I told. I get these bitches believing what I'm doing, and I fucking create. And I think with a couple of touches, we might have a porn kid.
Oh, sounds like there's a lot of touches.
Press ass and suck dick.
And wait, it's starting to sell cookies.
It's like how gorillas make love.
So now on Tuesday night we do the podcast, right. But this part does not air live. We did the first part. This part's a record. It's going to air Wednesday night.
Hang on a second. Trucker Tom says he stuffed his dick in her ass. She shouts, "Oy vey!"
Get out of my bedroom, Trucker Tom.
Oi, I think I have the spelkus.
Stop eavesdropping.
Oi, credit card, Master, Visa, Platinum.
That trailer park down your street, you know who it was.
You're saying some funny shit up here.
All right, let's take a moment for the
You're saying, you know, shower naked as opposed to when he wears a winter park and colossus.
Yes.
Well, Trucker Tom, if you've seen me naked, that's my preference.
Right. And we all prefer that, thank you.
Yes.
Killing me.
Well, now in her defense, I told her to be descriptive. I guess she didn't know how in America we take showers.
I
guess.
Well, originally, she's from England. Maybe they do it on the other side of the shower. I don't know.
They're very, very shy.
Like I said, they try to wash their clothes at the same time. You know, looks kind of
like
nice.
Like Kramer, where he was trying to wash his lettuce and take a shower.
Essentially,
like,
that's probably the premise.
All right. So now, she asked me how I'm doing. This is Wednesday morning, so she still doesn't know what's up. Yeah, kind of.
No, she really doesn't. I've heard her write porn. She doesn't know what's up.
So now I'm ready to have the chat. I tell her I've created the Yahoo account. And we have radio silence. She has gone away. Because Wednesday night, our fucking show airs. Now she is not going on Facebook anymore. She's not checking. Agnes, if you're fucking listening, listen. We both know. I'm full of shit. You're full of shit. You might be Julie Love.
You both can't write porn.
We both can't write porn.
And you both
it's
need the
out
garage.
Of the bag. Here's what I'm telling. We are a fucking match made in heaven. We sent money to a fucking retard in the Banana Republic who deserved none of that money. We'll send money to you. You need to call us. 877-962-6846. If you're watching, and you fucking might be, you need to call us. So she goes, radio fucking silence. Thursday morning, I go, all right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna write, after the 2020 thing airs, Thursday morning, I go, I'm going to do a little bloggy blog with a link to the 2020 thing. And explain to, and I go, basically saying this is why we do what we do. Because the piece that 2020 did was awesome. That was the blog I was going to write.
Right.
So I go to the link that's on C. Julie's page for the ABC 2020 episode, which is from June 24th of 2011. I can't find it there. It's not there. Search on 2020's page. It's not there. The other old episodes are there. The new episodes aren't there.
All the episodes were there. And that episode was up till the night we did our podcast.
Joe Curry was on that episode on the 20 on Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Because it was a recorded show. You were looking for.
We were going to go back because what we were going to do is that we felt that 2020 missed the key element of that story where we felt
and we were going to help them with their intrepid reporting.
Yes, yeah. We're cub reporters. Where well. We felt that the woman was still aiding to these people that were running the scams. And 2020 missed the point on that. We kind of had, like, proof. So I went on Wednesday night, and I did find the story. When Davin calls me the next day, he says, well, I can't find the story. And he goes, of course the story's on there. You just got to look. Well,
Joe thought I was an asshole.
He said it that nicely. He thought I was an asshole.
I can just see you. This son of a bitch, I got plumbing to sell, and he's giving me this horse shit.
Well, lo and behold, I went on, and the damn thing disappeared.
God.
It disappeared.
It's gone not only from ABC's website. It's gone from fucking Hulu. It's gone from TVGuide.com. So we're kind of mystified by this. So I have my web guy, James Thomas Web Design, calls up ABC Thursday morning to find out why they took it down. He gets transferred to, he says, about 14 people in about an hour. After an hour, they say it was taken down for undisclosed reasons.
Why is undisclosed? Why? What is undisclosed?
This shit
reason?
Has been online for over a
over
year.
Over a year. What is undisclosed? What is 2020 hiding? What is 2020 might have in common with this woman? Where they would pull that story that was over a year old down the next day.
All of a sudden.
For undisclosed reasons. Undisclosed reasons, you could turn around and go, well, the episode wasn't getting many hits, or this, that, and the other thing. The stuff that you could have clearly said to win our contact call. So something is very, very, very
funny. Are we clearing old episodes off of the site or something? But the ones before and after are still there.
So now here's what
it doesn't make sense.
So the theories are maybe she put in a cease, maybe her lawyer put in a cease and desist. Maybe, or maybe ABC's got egg on their face.
Well, hold on. If you put in a cease and desist, you have to sign. We've all done stuff where you, TV or something like that, you know, where you have to sign a release. Now, if she went on, she wanted to clear her name. ABC called her. Now, you would have thought she would want to clear her name. You get on there, you have to sign a release.
Yeah.
How could you send a cease and desist if for something that you signed a release for?
But it was the only thing I could think of. The other thing was, maybe ABC's like, we got some fucking egg on our face. This needs to go down. So now let's recap. My scammer's gone. We were just writing porn together. Anthony missed some funny shit. We were just writing porno together. We're hot and heavy. I'm thinking of leaving my wife.
but the timing is incredibly
It's suspect. Gone the next day. It is nowhere. So I text Anthony and my return rate on text to Anthony is so far.
Nothing.
Yeah. You know the Mendoza line in baseball? I'm way below the Mendoza line.
Like, I'm a very busy man.
No, you're not. You're talking to guns with fucking Twitter all day, stupid.
No, I am. But while I'm doing it, I'm out by the pool.
Entertaining.
Yes.
So, Ann, what were you thinking? Because I sent you the text. What were you thinking when can you describe to the audience what the text looked like? What's going through here? Because you don't know about any of this. You don't know we have a new scammer.
No, I didn't know. I just figured it was another one of the things that you do, where you find these fucking people all over the globe and just fucking tool them.
Now, I want to go. Initially, on the Saturday, I had texted Ant, and of course, I didn't get a response.
Before I knew what happened.
Saturday? Wow, that is a tough
That's a day right
there. No, but I texted you, now that you're back in the room, because I'm thinking, you know what, maybe
I can't get her to come to your basement to do a podcast.
Yeah, but what do you think? He's Perry White? You know?
No, because I know this Julie Love wants attention. She's all over the fucking internet. I know she wants it. I'm thinking maybe the lure of the Opie and Anthony show.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. I'm desperate. Can get her out. You know, maybe we can fucking do that. But Ant was not answering. So we didn't discuss it, which was fine. But that was my... So then I text again when everybody disappeared. Because I'm just like, all right, Ant doesn't want to be... I'm not going to fucking bother you with this shit. We should probably take a break now. Do you want to take a break now and come back? Ooh.
You want to take a break and come back?
I'm thinking that we do.
Fine by me.
All right, stay tuned.
All right, well, hold on. I got to... Well, I guess we got to do fucking plugs.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna go through plugs really quick. Then we're gonna play some music. Some Brett Iman. First song. Brett Iman's a comedian. First song you're gonna hear is the Ballad of Jerry Sandusky, which I just want to spot. It's fucking hilarious. He emailed it to Opie and Anthony. I don't know if they got it, but I didn't know that he emailed it to you. He wants you to hear. But whatever.
What address?
Yeah, it's very. I don't know. There's so many of them. As I found it. the one that goes right to spam.
There's no fucking way.
But we're gonna. Well, here's what. If you're listening on Clutch and Wiggle Entertainment Radio, after the plugs, you're gonna hear Heather Heights Naughty Bits. If you're listening anyplace else, we're just gonna do these plugs. Then we're gonna do the music. Then we're gonna come back and finish this out. So I would like to thank our sponsors. If I can, I would like to thank Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. Great for learning karate and self-defense, perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a classroom environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Please make sure you ask them about their summer programs for the kids. Give them a call to learn more about it, 845-469-1716, or check out on their website. Check them out on the website, smacenters.com. Also, Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria. Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria, located in the ShopRite Plaza in Warwick, New York, offers the best pizza and Italian food in the lower Hudson Valley. All their food is made with the freshest ingredients by hand. Luca Trattoria is the place to go whether you want to slice.
Because the robot got sick.
Thanks, Joe. You want to slice and have them cater your next special event. Give them a call at 845-986-2002 or find out about their weekly gourmet specials on the website at lucapizzawarwick.com. Make sure you mention Davinson for free fountain soda to go. JamesThomasWebDesign.com. Every platform, every browser, every type of special media, they have it covered. Social media. If you want your website to make an impression and you want the best technical support, or you want them to call ABC, James Thomas Web Design is the company for you. Check them out at www.jamesthomaswebdesign.com and tell them Davinson sent you for a special discount. Side-splitting productions for comedians, DJs, murder mysteries, characters, comics, and more. Side-splitting productions will get you the right talent at the right price. I can't read. Check them out at sidesplittingproductions.com. Pip, our affiliates, please.
Well, we're happy that we're now going to be on New Age Radio next week, the full show. We're also heard on hawkradio.net Thursdays at 11 p.m. and morelikeradio.com Sundays at 3 p.m. Also, you can catch us on Wicked, which is WKAD, Thursdays from 5 to 8 p.m. And Clutch and Wiggle Radio covers our first hour and a half when we're on Thursdays. I'm sorry, on Tuesdays normally. Also, you can download the shows. We have downloads available on Stitcher.com, iTunes, on Davin's website, www.davincomedy.com, and also on Ustream TV on the channel Live from the Compound.
You're listening to it right now.
Yes.
Joe, what two shows?
I would like to thank Whackbag.com for sharing the link with us. Hopefully, you can get a thread on there. Wink, 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 nod, nod. But thank you very much for sharing the link on that. We're very proud to be on that. Also,
the unofficial official Opie and Anthony website.
That is correct. Also, the Mick Thomas Show at themickthomasshow@yahoo.com. Mick Thomas, a very, very funny comic with his podcast, and we highly support his show. So please check him out. It's on 7-2 Eastern, I believe. Well, just go on the website.
Just find it yourself, assholes.
And WRCN in the mornings. Alrighty.
All right, Anthony, what you got going on? You want to plug anything?
Nothing.
All right. Joe, what gigs you got?
Let's see. The band is playing at Dingbats on...
Of course they are.
Yes. this Friday, whatever date that is.
Clifton, New Jersey.
Clifton, New Jersey. And we also are going to be on television. I forgot.
You are the worst at this for somebody who plugs their... Pip, where is Mr. Helix going to be?
Mr. Helix has no dates right now.
All right. This is going. So we're gonna be back in a few minutes. What you're gonna hear is a medley of songs by comedian Brett Iman, including the new hit ballad, the Ballad of Jerry Sandusky. going to hear that. Stick around for that. We're going to be back in about 10 minutes with Davin Dandu, the live portion. We're going to get Anthony's take on all of this, find out what's been going on with the investigative reporting, and we will be right back. As soon as we hear the music, we'll be right back.
It's starting.
Giant hunker too.
And we are back. That was the songs that you guys were hearing. That was done by comedian Brett Eidman. Actually, that first song, the ballad of Jerry Sandusky, is doing very well. You can get that on iTunes, or you can check it out on his website, www.bretteidman.com. Brett, Eidman.com. That was all done by comedian Brett Eidman. Very funny guy. Maybe, who knows? Maybe you'll even hear the ballad of Sandusky on the Opie and Anthony show one of these days. You never know. So that was Brett Eidman. We were back. We were just talking about my scammer, my lovely Agnes, who's gone away, and how 2020 pulled their show after we did our show,
ironically.
And my pal James called ABC, and it was removed for undisclosed reasons. Even the Hulu explanation was like, we apologize. So now I'm like full fucking mode. I'm like, really? Somebody's listening to this horse shit? Who knew?
I know. It's pretty amazing.
So I text our pal Anthony, since he go a week later, practically. Go, well, I can pester him again. It's been about a week. Let's go. Yeah, maybe I'll lay down a bunt single and he'll respond. I go, hey, man, I hate to bother you. I really don't. I love to. Now, I go, do you know any investigative reporters? And Anthony's thinking,
No. Not a one.
No.
Not a one.
Really?
No, I don't know anybody.
You don't know those guys over at Fox?
Not investigative reporters. I know the Red Eye guys. Not really investigative reporters, and the only other one I know is Chris Hansen, and, well, what he does.
You know Chris Hansen?
Yeah, he's been on the show a couple of times.
That would be useful.
Yeah, well, I don't know him well enough to approach him with anything.
All right, so now you know the backstory. You know that the thing from 2020 disappeared. You know that my scammer, cjulie.com/Agnes, whatever the fuck she is, has disappeared. We all think something's up. We all think it's a little fishy. I've actually contacted all the various news organizations to see if they would do an investigative report, because ABC is not going to fucking do it. So I contacted the CNN, the Fox News, the NBCs, the CBS. Haven't heard back. What is your take?
I have no fucking clue how this would play out.
None.
I really don't.
What do you mean? What I don't understand.
What do you need them to do that you kind of can't do?
Here's what I... If we can prove that this Julie is somehow involved, even just giving them pictures and getting payment, this will be the first time we can nail an American citizen for this. Because they can't prosecute them. They're all overseas. Yeah. And the African governments won't prosecute. This woman has blood on her hands, to a degree. Her pictures are being used to make people go broke and for people who have actually killed themselves. So I'm looking for the connection. Like I said, I have pictures that are not on the internet, at least nowhere I can find. I do all the research on this shit. I spend hours. I don't sleep anymore. I'm fucking obsessed. I wake up at 4 a.m. and I'm doing more research. This morning I'm watching fucking exercise videos with this dumb bitch. I said watching. I didn't get up and join him with her.
Well, one of the things that is really interesting about that, though, is that you can understand that the scammers would be stealing her, you know, pin-up shots and even
her
pictures.
Why are they all picking her? I mean, they don't all know each other. There's not a, like, scammers club where they all hang out and pass this. Why? I mean, there's tons of bots. She's not a well-known model.
Right.
Why would they all pick this one? Well, there's tons of wannabe models out there.
Right, right. Well, see, that seems kind of suspicious in and of itself. But the thing that I mentioned this to a couple of people that I know about the fact that not only did you get some pin-up pictures of her, but when you specifically asked her about her cover story is that she works at an orphanage, and so Davin, as her the persona of Davin as her lover, is asking for things. Oh, you know, honey, I can send you all kinds of money. I know rich friends, and they'll send you money to help your
orphanage.
I was thinking of
Anthony. He doesn't need that generator. He wants to save the children.
Sure.
He's saving up for propane. Who am I kidding? Yeah. But the thing is that when he asked for pictures of the kids, all of a sudden, pictures of her with her own real son and people's kids, like U.S. kids, on a field trip,
Florida.
Obviously. In
Florida.
Florida
day camp.
All of a sudden,
it was at a firehouse. I don't know what firehouse.
So how are the scammers getting that? Because you know she's not uploading pictures, her personal pictures of her kids and the kids' school field trip or whatever. So how are they getting those pictures?
And if they were stolen, why haven't they been on the internet yet?
And a couple of the people that I asked were mothers, and they were freaking out about the idea that their kids' field trip pictures would be being sent all over the place as a lure for, you know, scammers to
Must fight urge to say something snarky to Anthony. Must fight urge.
Calm.
Okay.
Restraint. But
continue.
That's a freaky little detail, though. I don't have kids, but if I did and I saw that this was being used, I would flip the fuck out. If my kid was showing up, you know, in the scammers, you know, retinue. But how are they getting those unless she is, say, sending pictures to order?
Do you think she's involved?
I don't know. This is a weird one.
It is kind of interesting. Yeah. Not like the last time when I just got shot in your basement.
And she was still asking for money the next day.
I have no idea. Can't you go any further with looking into it?
Well, I check. What more can I do?
One of the things that's kind of, now it's become a little, the trail's gone cold, is because now that for whatever reason, I mean, she wasn't getting her laptop out of Davin the Lover, so, and the porn script seemed to be working. That worked like a really good lure. She was interested in talking to him about that, and all of a sudden, cut dead. And can I tell him what you asked me to do, Davin?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so he said, you know, just to see if, you know, she's still out there. Here's her email address, which we had up on the screen before. Create a profile of a guy and write to her and see if she'll write back. Nothing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, well, all right. Agnes, Julie, whoever you are, listen. Like I said, we know you're on to us. I know you watch our Facebook page. You know what? Just call, baby. Call. We can work with that. But Julie Love has gone cold, too. The last time she posted the video was April 2012. And this bitch loves to fucking post videos on YouTube under all sorts of names. She just can't wait to fucking sit. She just puts, like, a camera in front of her and just starts yakking. When I emailed Julie at her website about the kids, she never got back to me. Agnes/Julie's gone. It's all the ABC.
Now, of course, if you have somebody like this who's got a million pictures of herself, scantily clad or nude, you know, and I've seen some of the pictures, it's like really strange stuff, you know, she's like sort of in profile, just covering the most important bits, holding her designer bag in front of her.
She's a hot little trollop.
Well, I mean, she's a hot little trollop, yes. And there are so many pictures of her that you would think that, you know, I mean, you know, thrown out the bait, you know, I'm a stupid guy. I think you're beautiful. Why don't you write to me? You know, I thought I did a pretty good, Blanderson guy profile. Nothing.
She's not checking her email anymore.
Yeah.
She's not logging on with her Yahoo account anymore. Don't worry how I know, sweetheart. You're not the only one who's a fucking scamming little prick.
But here's the thing I'm interested in. With ABC, why did 2020 pull that? Why can't you find it? And ironically, after our show, because
Joe wanted to yell at me for being a moron.
Well, because I thought you were, and I'm like, what do you mean you can't find the show?
Don't change that opinion.
That show disappeared. Also, well, it was removed for unspecified reasons. Why would you move it? Shouldn't you have a reason that you moved it? Now the people are looking at it. We want to make more space on our website, something like that.
When James spoke to them, he said they were very evasive. This show's up online. You guys can hear last week's show when we talked about it.
Yeah, and also, if you're interested, you can ask 2020, what happened to episode 45 from season 31? That's that segment. Episode 45 from season 31.
June 24th, 2011. Where did it go? Cybercrime. We find them.
Why did you, ABC, suddenly pull that? Do you have a link with this woman? Or something that you missed? Or something that you're in cahoots with them?
Here's what I think I need. I need an investigative reporter. This girl, Julie, lives in Florida. I need them to find out if she is connected with them, if she's sending them the pictures directly, because then that helps the FBI, or the CIA, whoever works with that stuff, to bust her. Because she made a point on 2020, and I've seen it other places where she went on YouTube, and I go on YouTube, I tell these, you know, people beware of the scammers, and then the scammers red flag my YouTube video, and they come down, wah, 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 wah.
I mean, there could be, just to play devil's advocate, there could be a level of honesty about that, because, I mean, I've posted innocuous things on Craigslist, and some, you know, loony flags it and it's gone. You know, because there are people that sit out there and just flag stuff to pull it. And if the, you know, the scammers themselves are sitting there in internet cafes and they have all the time in the world on their hands, they would try to pull something like that that's going to, you know, derail them from using her photos. If she was really honestly not involved in any of it, but it's just the timing of it all that's really, you know, suspicious. I mean, this is a year later and all of a sudden the video gets pulled.
Now, here's what I think. I think at some point she's going to come back to Facebook. Because she's got 151 friends there that need her attention. She's going to come back.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's going to use that Yahoo account. But she's going to, ShyBear0337.
That might be dead.
Yeah. But she's going to come back. That's what I think. And when she's back, I'm waiting. I'm fucking addicted. Every morning I'm up checking, she on.
Yeah, but the other thing is, now she doesn't know how many of the people that she's talking to are for real, or how many people are scamming her.
Oh, I don't think they think there's more than one asshole out there.
Well, I'm scamming her now, too. I got a profile up.
Well,
I mean, I can't say his name.
As Joe was so eloquently illustrated last week, you know, these people think they're talking to some lonely guy, reeling them in, and I'm making them jump through hoops. But I make it realistic.
Yes.
You know.
Well,
until I tell my dude voodoo.
But I'm gonna hammer this away. I want to know why 2020 pulled that, and for unspecified reasons, for a story like that is not a good excuse.
Well, this is the thing. If you were a competitor, wouldn't it be great to nail them on screwing up their story that badly?
Yeah, I
would
find a competitor.
Great to
hey, Geraldo, I know you can't find anything in Capone's vault. Maybe you can go down to Florida and find something.
Yeah.
Give me a call.
I would love to, for if there's anybody that is an investigative reporter or just a busybody, I would like to find out why they pulled that episode.
Email us at davin@davincomedy.com. Email me. We can work together. You can get the fame and glory.
Yeah.
Want to find out what's going on? I'm trying to get us on the fucking air. If we could actually prove something, we would be like on we get up to the living room.
Yeah.
Out of the basement? You're kidding
me? Out of the basement,
me?
Yes, we'd actually have windows.
No, I think, listen, I don't really know what more we can say about this thing. I mean, this thing's probably dead. Only thing is, I'll be completely honest, I did like talking to this person, because they entertained the shit out of me. And here's the thing, this is such a relationship thing, and this plays right into Joe's thing, but, you know, once in a while. Whatever, I don't give a shit.
So you're kind of softening on my stance.
I was telling people on the way here, we've kind of met in the middle on this thing. You've kind of come my way, I'm a little bit your way.
Right.
This is going to sound really chickish. I just want closure. You know, tell me to fuck off. Because I feel like there's unresolved issues. We're writing a porn, and then you're gone. And baby, come back to me.
And it's funny, we have two agendas. You want closure with her, I want closure with ABC.
But here's the thing that stick. Here's the other thing, and then I'm going to get off this one. I'm going to do the shooting. Here's the thing that makes me think maybe she's involved. She's the only one that ever wanted to do video chats. She kept on pushing for the video chat.
How would you possibly pull that off if you didn't look like the girl in the pictures?
I don't know, unless you do the Conan thing where you just put the face and the lips.
I love you, Donovan.
Those are the words I've been looking to hear. Now put dick in mouth.
Press ass.
I don't know. It's kind of suspicious, isn't it?
A little odd. Yeah, definitely.
I think there's something to it.
Yeah, we'll look into it.
We're never going to get this mystery solved.
Yeah,
nothing. But she'll come back online. I'll get her.
No, but the trailer sleuths we got working on is her.
She's fucking maroon. All right. I guess it's time for Gunzilla. Murders in Aurora.
Right.
We know what happened. We know this guy was presumably mentally unstable. We knew people knew about this. We know he was considered pretty much a genius. We know he got all of his weapons and ammunition legally online. We know he got his Kevlar online. We know his mom was a little suspicious of him, did nothing else. And we know he fancies himself the Joker, and today we know he went into court and looked completely out of it. But they said it was very highly unlikely that he was on anything in court, because they would want him to understand as much as possible everything that
he was acting.
He was acting. His lawyers want him to go into the insanity defense, so they probably go in there, look disillusioned.
I don't even think the lawyer said anything. I think he just, on his own, just was like, I'm going to act crazy so I can look crazy.
Yeah, I'm just going to look as out of it as possible.
What was public defender ain't going to fucking do
No, no, no.
They're not going to say, "Hey, do this." They're just sitting there going through the motions.
All right, let's start with the mental health thing. All right, what's it say about our society, how isolated we become as a society, that we can kind of see somebody's not right, and we don't do anything about it? We just look the other way.
But, well, did he give any signs?
They called the mom and they said, "Well, if you got my son, you're probably right." She knew he was fucked up.
But what?
Mom,
but wow. The thing is, the mom knew he was off, but the mom had no clue that he was going to go into it.
I think it also came out that one place flagged him for trying to order a certain amount of ammunition. Did that come out today? Like, one place said no.
Yeah, a couple of instances came up. But for the most part, everybody that talks about him said, yeah, he was quiet and everything, but he was very pleasant. He smiled, talked to people. Not a lot. He was very on his own. But that, you know, there's 1,000 people you bump into that are like that. Here's what the bottom line is. There was nothing extraordinary about this guy.
No, he's very bright.
Yeah, well, a few people are in this world.
I don't know.
But there was nothing extraordinary to the point where if you looked at him and said there's something about him where he cannot buy a gun, you'd have to make that for everyone. Because there wasn't anything special that stood out where anyone could say, he shouldn't have a gun. And with the laws that are in place, we can keep him from having a gun because there wasn't anything there. He had no prior record, psych record.
If you guys want to call in tonight and talk to us about this, number is 877-962-6846. But what's this say about the mental health care in our country? That we can't even stop this. We can't predict it. We can't help these people.
But if you don't have a prior and he had no signs,
that's another problem.
What, you got a crystal ball?
But Anthony, I think this speaks to my point, the point I want to make is, I think we got to stop the internet sales because you don't see somebody's eyes when you order on the internet. If you walk in and you're a little whacked, you know, a store owner hopefully can kind of say, you know what, I don't want to sell this guy these weapons. On the internet, PayPal, you're good to go. You know, you got the credentials. You know, they don't know that you're sitting in your booby-trapped apartment.
So because once every 10 years.
Once a year. It happened last year. Oh. But with the Gifford thing in Arizona, it happened last year. It does happen.
How many people get killed in auto accidents for drunk driving?
Not to the point where it's not an epidemic. It's terrible. I'm not saying anything. Don't even anybody say, wow, you're really glazing over this. It's a horrible thing. But it really comes down to, is it such a threat to our way of life that you have to stop other people from being able to do something?
That's what laws are for.
For what?
The reason we all have to have auto insurance is somebody got in a car accident and couldn't pay. Now we all have to have auto insurance.
If one or two or three times a year someone got into an auto accident, we wouldn't need insurance. Because people would go, look, this is stupid. There's millions of people driving. This just doesn't happen. When you have these shootings, it all of a sudden gets everyone up in arms. When really, it you could equate it to people driving every day in all their cars and two or three accidents
but
happening.
Anthony, we went years. We're not even going to get to the gun issue yet. But yeah. We went years without internet sales. Before the internet, you had to go in it. Why can't we go back to that where you
we're
have to go?
Still going back with anything. People want to go back to something, it's out of the box. It's done. How do you go back to not having internet sales?
You just say you can't buy weapons over the internet. You got to go into a brick and mortar store.
With the internet sales, is there any way that they could have a listing? I mean, he bought 6,000 rounds of ammunition on the internet.
Right.
Isn't there a register that they can go to where, let's say I go to internet seller A, I bought 1,000 rounds, and in log how many on a database how many rounds I bought, and then I went to another dealer B, and I bought another 2,000 rounds. And then I went to dealer three. Isn't there any way where I go to dealer three or even dealer two where they could say, well, he bought so many
rounds? Want that? Do you want the fucking bureaucracy, the government, up your ass and knowing how much fucking shit you're buying with anything?
When it comes to weapons, yeah, I do want that.
Why?
Because there's nuts out there.
Do you know why the Second Amendment's there?
Yeah, because it was written in the 1700s.
Well, you don't want the fucking government knowing what you're fucking buying. Fuck them.
The government, well, the government watches everything we do anyway.
Well, they do anyway.
Well,
I know.
And
you need, believe me, you need
what's
a background
check. What's the advantage of the internet purchase. Besides, I don't have to go to a store.
It's convenient. Yeah. There are some things you can't get in stores that are very, very hot. That amount of ammo, it's very difficult to get in a store.
Well, it should be.
Well, should it? Let's say you're fucking, you own a gun club, and you want to buy ammunition for your shooters that come in, and you want to buy some 223 ammo, you 6,000 rounds is nothing.
Yeah, but then you present, I'm sure you have the documentation.
Oh, so now you got to do that?
Yes, yes you do.
Because every once in a while, one crazy guy will do something.
Because we live in a society with rules.
Well, you know what? We live in a society with rules, yeah. And the first rules that they drew up for the society were the amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and they say they shall not be infringed.
They've modified the Constitution. Black people didn't used to vote. Women couldn't vote.
That's a different modification.
They're
not modifying the fucking First Amendment, the Second Amendment. Let's fucking understand.
Also written at a time when citizens could actually stand up against the government.
We still should be able to do.
Believe me. Ask these nations where the government has armies and their people are knocking the shit out of them with rocks and their own weaponry and shit like that.
They don't have the shit we have.
Well, you know what?
We talked about this. You got the compound, but if a stealth wants to get you, it's over, my friend.
Let me ask you a common sense question on that, okay? Mm-hmm. Is 6,000 rounds a large amount for somebody to buy? Where it would raise an eyebrow?
It's out of the ordinary, but in certain circumstances, it wouldn't do anything. I mean, people go through a lot of rounds of ammunition. I think today, as a matter of fact, let me see. I probably went through 500 rounds of ammunition today at the range. I was down there for probably an hour and a half.
Right.
I went through a lot of rounds.
And how many rounds do you go through? How many rounds do you usually go through? Maybe a half year.
A half year?
Yeah.
Wow. It depends on how many times I go to the range, but it's in the thousands.
It would be in the thousands.
Yeah.
This is something that I wanted to ask you though about the Constitution, because the founding fathers made it flexible because they had the foresight to realize times are going to change. Things are going to come up that we can't possibly foresee because life just moves forward.
Well, let me tell you something. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But if you look at even not just the wording of the Second Amendment itself, but the people that wrote it,
yes,
they also had other quotes that had to do with guns and with the ability for the American people to have guns. Let me tell you something. They don't fucking budge on it. They are strictly saying, look, American people need the ability to have weapons to keep tyranny away and to protect themselves.
Now, when this was written, every family owned rifles because that's how they got their food. Everybody was a gun owner.
It's not the right to hunt for food.
But it's the right
to bear arms to protect yourself.
And you want to know something?
That's what it is.
Keeping guns, the gun laws were essentially set that way back in those times to keep the government in check. And you want to know something? The way the government is taking a lot of our liberties, we still need those rights to keep the government in check. Because if you get
and for those who are wondering which side Joe is going to take this evening,
well, no, I'm not.
Let me explain.
And I am more in the middle for the simple reason is on the internet gun sales. My whole thing was that is 6,000 rounds seems to be an excessive amount to be buying in a month. Where they should maybe check on that. Okay, why are you? Maybe somebody says, why are you buying this many rounds?
Let's run with that. Who does that, by the way? Who now says, why are you buying that many rounds? Is it another government agency?
It could be the Brew of
the Firearms and Tobacco Agency.
Oh, right. Well, they're great. Yeah, yeah. But let's say, now, who tells them that somebody's buying a certain amount of rounds and they deem that too much? What's the number that's too much? And now, who has to report to the Bureau?
Whoever sells it.
Well, like I said, that's why I asked how many rounds do you usually go through. And it seems like a reasonable, if a month goes by and you go through 6,000 rounds, maybe you like to shoot, maybe you're a gun club, maybe somebody should look into that. Somebody, why are you buying all these rounds of ammunition?
So another government fucking agency that has to take calls from people that are reporting sales to, it doesn't work.
It's a horrible.
This isn't working, though.
Infringement.
Well, what about this?
It is working.
You got a guy. Well, it's working. So we have the right to bear arms. We don't have the right to buy Kevlar. Well, if you're like.
Oh, I can't buy Kevlar.
Now, this guy got Kevlar.
Yeah, it's illegal.
Right.
Fucking illegal.
Now, where did he buy the Kevlar?
I have no idea.
They said he got it on the internet.
Well, you know what? If you look at a lot of state laws, you can buy things, but you're not allowed to have them. He's breaking the law.
Should they tighten that up? Should they rein that up?
Well, perhaps if a state law has something in place where you're not allowed to own something, perhaps then you shouldn't be able
should
to take
delivery standard,
of it.
Should that be standardized throughout
I
the country?
I think a lot of times when you buy something online, if it's restricted in a state, it says not available in.
Right, so what Joe's saying should be a federal law. Nobody can get one.
It should be a federal law where you call, you go to buy that, law, or somebody calls you and goes, are you a police agency? Are you part of the military?
Yeah, I think it's law enforcement can buy, but I think at this point we already have laws that say you're not allowed to do this. And if somebody's selling it, they're in the wrong as much as the guy buying it is in the wrong.
Because if you
again,
buy
though, but there's laws in place already. You don't understand. And the biggest thing and the biggest argument is there are bad people in this world that will not adhere to the laws they fucking trounce us with when it comes to our constitutional rights. You think that motherfucker would have paid attention to a sign that said, no guns allowed in this movie theater. You're not allowed to carry a gun
absolutely
here.
Not.
And
absolutely
then
not.
It keeps everyone else disarmed. And makes one guy in a room full of people the only guy with a gun.
So you think it would be better if everybody had guns in the movie theater?
No, I don't. What I think would be better is if there were one, two, three, however many responsible, trained, knowledgeable gun owners in that movie theater that would have at the very least distracted the motherfucker
rounds. First of all, it turns into the OK Corral.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. You're talking about people that are trained.
Have you ever been shot at?
No.
Okay. Well, I would call. I'm probably wrong here. But no, I would call you a responsible gun owner.
Yes.
I say, but so you're a responsible gun owner.
Yeah.
When the shit hits the fan, there's no guarantee.
No guarantee.
You might
right.
be.
However,
you, might be running
you are so right. But let me tell you something. You're right.
Isolate that.
I don't. I have no idea how I would react in that situation. You're absolutely right. But let me tell you something. The worst case scenario is one gunman shooting at piles of people at a doorway. Another guy with a gun in that place that knows what he's doing could perhaps curtail him from shooting
at a car. Or there could be a crossfire, and now you got guns
there
going.
There was a crossfire! He was shooting at me! It was,
why are you yelling?
Because it's worse than a crossfire. He's shooting people like fish in a barrel. One fish with a gun might have done something.
So then, but then how do we determine who gets to have the gun?
I'll tell you
how.
You had him. There was two.
Yeah, but we don't even know if you could do anything. We
you
just
know what?
But you want to know something you didn't know you couldn't. And you're talking about two trained individually with two servicemen that were in that theater. If you're in the service, you are trained.
How about
that? And you know what? Normal people, air quotes for those listening, fucking snap too. Make bad decisions too.
Of course.
People driving a car.
It's called life.
So people driving a car.
It is amazing how Joe fucking goes to Anthony's side every way.
No, I am not going to Anthony's side because there was something on the ammunition thing. No, on the ammunition thing, I think it might be a reasonable bound, but I still think there should be a check on that. We do agree on the whole Kevlar. If you're buying Kevlar, where the hell are you going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But when it does think about a responsible gun owner, which two servicemen were in that theater. Nobody had a chance to defend themselves, and you could have distracted or at least got
would double. You feel safer if everybody was walking around the movie theaters with guns?
He
absolutely.
Says everybody. There's everybody, and then there's people. There are going to be people that don't want guns, that don't know about guns, that could give a shit about guns. Then there's going to be people that want to exercise their Second Amendment right and want to protect themselves in a way that they feel is the best possible
protection as a person. So you want guns in bars? You want guns in bars where people are drinking? And judgment is impaired.
You know what? It's the bar's decision whether they want. They could put a sign up that says,
"No, it shouldn't be the bar. It shouldn't be the bar's decision."
Why shouldn't it?
Why?
You want government up your ass all the time. Fuck.
No, I think you know what? We're talking about things that kill people.
Yeah.
We regulate enough bullshit. We try to regulate big gulps, which is a bunch of horseshit and everything. Guns kill people.
So do cars.
We regulate the fuck out of them.
And do you want to know something? The drunk driving accidents, the rate of people that died from drunk driving that happened on these fortunate shootings is
because more people drive than own guns.
I try not to touch on that because it's one of those arguments that everybody's using. So I try to get clear of the car thing.
Well,
but the truth of the matter is,
if you're a gun owner that has gone through the process of getting a gun, I know I can't talk for people that live in states like Arizona where they can walk in and buy a gun and just have the gun. I'm not gonna say that that's a good or bad thing at this point.
Why not?
But what I'm gonna
why aren't you gonna
because
say
I don't live there. I don't know.
Well, but you've jumped through all these hoops.
Well, you know, statistically, I know the crime rate is down in those states. In the states where you're able to just go and buy a gun unregulated without a license, crime is fucking down.
Well, countries where they don't have guns, they don't have the shootings like we have too.
Well, what do you mean by that?
There's countries like England and all. They don't have guns. They don't have these murders.
There's stabbings and bludgeonings in England.
I'll take a stabbing over a shooting.
No, you wouldn't. Believe me.
Have you been stabbed?
No.
Have you been shot?
No.
Well,
both suck.
If they don't want it.
But you want to know something? If I don't have a gun, I'm going to stab you. It's going to hurt the same.
Yeah, but I got a better chance of showing. You got to get close to me to stab me.
I'll figure it out.
Well, you would. Because you're a horrible human being.
He's motivated.
No, let me tell you something. My father committed suicide, okay? And he blew his head off with a shotgun.
Ow.
And let me tell you something. In his state of mind, he would have, if he couldn't do that, he would have hung himself. He would have jumped in front of a train. So if you're predisposed to something like that, if you have a gun, it's handy.
People just snap, though. Like you said, how can they tell? Normal people snap.
We can't base our liberties on the off chance that people snap. It's such a small percentage. They make the news. It's a huge story. It's tragic. It's terrible. But it's such a small percentage. It's not worth having us lose our liberties. Franklin said it himself.
Bush started taking away the liberties that Obama's continued. We lose liberty. We lose liberties all the time.
And we shouldn't have to.
Why
do we? Not have to.
Because people beg for it.
But
they go, please take my fucking rights
away. But you've accepted that they have cameras all over the place.
Yeah, I know.
One nation under surveillance. Well, I want to speak to the two things. The car analogy.
Yeah.
I think it's a false analogy because the amount of cars, and everyone is driving a car, basically.
Yeah.
So there are going to be a huge amount of car accidents. But in a car accident, most car accidents are two cars, maybe three cars. They're not multi-car pileups. What I'm getting to is the automatic weapons.
But they're not automatic weapons. They're not automatic weapons. They're one-shot weapons.
People are under
that
this,
he used?
Yes. People are under this delusion that he went in, legally bought a machine gun, went in and started mowing people down. Mm-hmm. He owns what everyone likes to call an assault rifle. Let me educate some people that are listening as far as what an assault rifle
Please.
Is. When you have your dad's hunting rifle, it is a wooden stock. You ever see these guns? They got a wooden stock, the barrel, couple of sights up there, no fancy optics, no plastic grips, no bipods or anything, and it's a semi-automatic gun. It means when you pop the magazine in, as fast as you can pull the trigger, that's how fast bullets come out. You can't just hold it down and have it go grrrr. That's your dad's hunting rifle.
Right.
Now, an assault rifle is the same fucking thing. It's not a machine gun. It only shoots as fast as you can pull the trigger. You can't have it full automatic. It just looks badass because it's got black plastic on it, it's got rails for optics, it's got a grip on the front, but in essence, it does the exact same thing that a hunting rifle does. And if I could just throw this in, 4% of homicides are committed with rifles of all kinds per year. 4%. Now, if you put assault rifles in there and take away all the other rifles, I'll even give them half of all rifles or assault rifles. 2% of all the murders, and everyone's clamoring because they think you can go into a store and buy a fucking machine gun. It's uneducated people.
How many rounds are in an assault rifle?
It depends on the magazine size, but normally, the normal mag is 30 rounds. They have 10-round magazines, but they also have 100-round magazines, but those two, illegal.
And how many was he?
He had a barrel mag of 100 rounds.
I heard you mention that today. That's what a barrel mag is?
Yeah, it jammed up. And thank God. And by the way, they're not legal. You're not allowed to.
Would you have people carrying weapons onto planes?
No, I don't think. I don't think passengers should have weapons. I like the idea of an air marshal. I like the idea of someone trained on the plane.
The whole thing of the air marshal is the terrorists never know if there's one on there.
Well, yeah, that's kind of cool. No, I don't like the idea of a passenger having in that kind of search of a situation. No.
Especially not in a pressurized cabin.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't like the idea of passengers having guns on planes.
Too many assholes
no.
on planes.
But I think you should absolutely be able to pop it in your fucking luggage, your checked luggage, and get it at the other end. Whatever state you come out in, if you went through the fucking hoops to get a gun, you should be able to carry, just like you can drive over a state line with your New York license, and it's good in Connecticut.
Well, that, now
so
you're,
the
now
privilege
you're,
of driving.
Now you're talking about federal gun laws. If we had federal gun laws, theoretically we could do that.
Yeah, yeah, should right. Now, does that should they overrule that to make more federal law?
Well, it would all depend on what the federal government deems necessary to get that federal license.
What if they based it on New York law? Because New York law is very tough.
New York law is very, very tough. And I don't want to say yes. No. I don't like the idea of that much scrutiny going into something.
But wait, why not?
But I do like the idea. No, I like the idea of an FBI background check, and I like the idea of making sure you don't have any psychological problems.
No, but that's the problem. You can't.
But
you can't
I don't like the idea that you have to give your business records in for your income. You have to let them know, give them a reason why you have a gun. How about the Second fucking Amendment?
And you bring up the Second Amendment. I posit this: if it was not part of the Constitution, it is. If it was not part of the Constitution, we would not be a gun-owning nation.
I think we would.
I don't think we would.
I think we would.
I think most people at this point are against it, but the people who are
they're not.
The people who support it, like yourself and the NRA, always go to the Second Amendment, and there it is.
But you got to understand something. You got to understand that we live in a metropolitan area where a lot of hunting, you know, a lot of people do not hunt. I mean, you don't have it.
Where I live, they do.
Well, really? Well, yeah. It's amazing up where you live, and even farther where my brother lives. I mean, you can have a gun rack in your car.
Yeah.
And you'll get pulled over by a cop and go, that's pretty nice. What have you been using on that? You've been going for that buck. Where if you had it down here, you'd have a helicopter and a SWAT
team.
Yeah,
you're done.
You know, I mean, when I was up in Maine, when I lived in Maine, I mean, guns were actually...
But that's the thing. We're talking about metropolitan areas where you got all these people. It's hard to have weapons with all these people. There's more people. That means there's more people that are a little off.
It's hard to have illegal weapons because people...
These weapons were legal.
Exactly. But... there are plenty of illegal weapons doing most of the majority of the crimes and murders in this country.
Well,
look at Detroit and Chicago. You're not allowed to have guns. It's amazing. You're not allowed to have a pistol in those cities. You can't even get a fucking permit for them. And those are the biggest murder cities for gun crimes. It's insane.
Well, Trucker Tom says here in the chat that England still has illegal guns, and they have the highest gun-related crime rate out of any industrialized nation, including the U.S. I don't know if that's true.
Now, is
or
that
not.
The murder rate?
Hey, Trucker Tom, do me a favor. Send on the chat, send a link to that, and we'll try to pull that up on the internet. If you actually have a source for that, we'll pull it up.
You know, per capita is a weird thing that people don't like to fucking say. They go, England only has 36 fucking murders by guns last year, and America had like 9,000. And it's like, well, you know what? England is really tiny.
Yeah.
We have a lot more people to deal with, and it is a real threat. But I want to be able to protect myself.
Do you really feel that afraid?
No, it's not a fear thing. It's just it does happen. Why the fuck would I not want to protect myself in the best possible way there is? The great equalizer. Let me tell you something. If you have a gun and you're well-versed in the use of it, there's no one that can do anything to you that you cannot be on equal footing with. You're now equal. Someone's bigger and stronger? Don't fucking matter. Someone's smarter? Don't fucking matter. It's now I can protect myself against anybody. I at least have a fighting chance. You watch that show I Survived on TV? It's amazing. It's three or four people, an hour show, and they tell these horrific stories of them being captured, kidnapped, beaten, raped, robbed, murdered, family members murdered. And the one common factor, none of them have a gun. But if they did, they probably wouldn't be on the show. And guaranteed every fucking one of them in that situation was thinking, God, I wish I had a gun.
Listen, sure, if there's a home invasion, you you get attacked, of course.
And they don't happen?
No, of course they do.
More so than a movie.
But I could make the argument if we had stricter laws and we could really crack down on the illegal weapons.
How do you do that? There's drugs are illegal. They're all over the place. Guns, the more illegal you make them, the only people that have them
are criminals.
Well, that's the
it's
problem.
The fucking way. Yes.
That's so what? The problem. So what about that? What about?
So
the,
why shouldn't legal, law-abiding people be able to protect themselves with an equal force?
Because legal, law-abiding citizens like this guy have fucking bad days and go off the rails.
One
too.
Guy. I got not one guy.
It is one guy.
It's one guy this time. One guy. Believe me.
Right,
one legal gun owner will be better protected.
This guy was a legal gun owner.
I know. But one legal gun owner will be better protected from things that happen a lot more often than this. Home invasions, fucking carjackings, robberies, murder, rape, than a guy in a movie theater. This doesn't happen.
And let's take a cold look at this, all right, on the statistical side. Let's get the emotion out of this, okay?
Yeah.
For the simple fact, well, how many people got killed in that movie theater?
12.
All right, how many people got killed a couple of years ago when that guy went bullshit? Other...
We're in Arizona?
Arizona.
That wasn't a couple of years ago. It was last year.
It was 2000
year.
And it was the beginning of 2011. It was 2011.
Yeah.
But roughly how many about that?
It was 10. Was it that many? I don't think it's
that many. For argument's sake, let's speak to this. But 22 people. Okay, now we're looking at this at a strictly strategic angle, okay?
Yeah.
How many people... You had 22 people that unfortunately lost their lives. But how many people would be saved and alive from home invasions, from attacks on the street, if they had a
gun? You know, I don't hear these stories of these home invasions. That, I mean, they happen just like you're talking, like,
yeah.
But you don't hear all these stories. Well, I had a gun and I was being invaded and I shot the guy.
Because they're not reported. They're fucking underreported. Hey,
because
go on the fucking internet right now. Go on YouTube. Pop in 71-year-old man, internet cafe.
Oh, just hear that?
Put 15-year-old defends AR-15. And it'll show a 15-year-old that was using a horrid assault rifle. He's fucking hanging out with his younger sister in his house. The door flies open, kicks home invasion. He grabs an AR-15, this horrible weapon of death, and defends his family and shoots the motherfucker coming in the door. This guy at the internet cafe, two guys came in. One had a gun, one had a baseball bat.
I know what you're talking about.
This old guy is standing there. The guy turned his back. The guy with the gun turned his back and starts waving at other people's faces. This old codger gets up, just starts swaying fucking lead into the guy.
But what about
they both run out the door.
But they get Columbine. I'm assuming the parents of the kids were responsible gun owners.
Nope. If they let those kids get
them. But that's what I'm saying. That's my point. We're quote-unquote responsible gun owners make bad decisions.
Well, responsible everything make bad decisions. If you take gun deaths out of this whole country, take every gun death away, you could equate what you just said to any other death. Well, if he was responsible with his car, well, if he was responsible on the job with the crane, well, if he was responsible as a bricklayer and the wall didn't fall on him, things will happen. Guns, yes, they're very dangerous things. They take huge amounts of responsibility to own and own properly. But people are people. You're talking humans, not machines.
Listen,
mistakes will be made.
I follow you on Twitter. I see your Twitter posts when you post them. How many people, and you usually, I'll give you credit, you usually answer pretty, get an education. My point is, these people would go off half-cocked, and even if you tell them to get an education, who really knows
but
if they
But you want to know something,
Joe, let me finish.
Yeah, you're right.
But, I mean, these people, are, you know, potential gun owners, they're not getting the education. I know you know your shit. I mean, I don't know if you're ever going to make a bad decision. God, I hope you don't.
I hope I don't either. You're right.
But, I mean, you see it yourself. These people are getting weapons, and they're asking the most basic bullshit that they should know. And they're going to you, a radio DJ.
I'll tell you another thing. People that do buy guns, I only hope that they enjoy it enough to go to the range, learn what they're doing, talk to other people. Even if you buy it, you're green as far as guns go. You should just know the inherent danger, the responsibility it takes, and talk to people and practice with it. And just like you would with any other dangerous thing. Joe Curry, the motherfucker was a goddamn lumberjack. You think when he first picked up a chainsaw, he's just swinging it at these giant trees?
No, we had a lot of training.
He makes bad decisions. He hangs out lightning storms with a forklift.
But also,
it's everything that's dangerous takes
are there trained? Do you have to get trained? Do you have to get trained to get the license?
In some states, you do.
Yeah. Well, would you agree
again,
that?
Again, states, right.
Should it, well, what about making every state you have to get trained? Hours, like you would with a car. You have to get trained. You have lessons.
You know what? Depending on what this training regimen would be, what it includes.
Obviously, an education about
about the weapon, and then, you know, time on the range, but to fire the weapon, to know safety and everything, like a car, you got to know safety.
But it's also gun safety, you know, the way, you know, with people showing you gun safety when you get the gun. Now, a perfect example is when we went out to the ranch, okay?
Yeah.
I went out to the ranch, we went up and we had the shotguns. I had the shotgun. Did you see the way I was handling the gun?
Yeah, yeah.
You know where I handled the gun? From gun safety that I was taught on my brother's farm.
Right.
You know, so you learn to handle a gun, you learn to respect.
You learned to handle a gun. A lot of gun users are going on Twitter or when Ant does a live from the compound, and they're getting their education from Anthony. I mean, it's nice that Anthony's doing that, but it's not Anthony's job to do that.
It's not a lot. You say things like a lot, many.
You're talking about how many people are you talking about?
I don't know.
He's got over 80,000 followers. Every time he's tweeting, it's either. No,
they're all calling in.
Have you listened to the compound? It's 2 hours of gun talk.
It's guns. It's guns or toddlers and tiaras.
Yeah.
And what are you drinking?
Shut up. How young is too young to be
a man? Well, let me see.
Oh, you don't want to do this, guys.
I don't think so good.
There was no law.
I've been so good. I saw that fucking epic compound. I was like, oh my god, my fucking. I was riveted and horrified at the same time. Don't you set me up. I'm going to go, Pip, I can't say anything tonight. I won't say anything. I just don't want to do
anything.
Hey,
we need to be here. Fucking talking about talking. I know the laws.
Yeah, I bet you do, you son of a gun.
I know the laws, and I adhere to everyone.
Basically,
no matter how close
whether it's guns or teenagers, get an education.
Get an education, people. Both will kill you.
He said skirt.
Yeah, skirt.
You know what? There's another part of this besides the gun laws, which I mean is a really great debate. We're not going to solve it here.
No.
Yes, we will.
The other part of this is the mental health issue, in that, you know, here's a person that no one really knew. I mean, it's not a crime to be quiet. It's not a crime to be a
right.
little odd. Thank
exactly.
Jesus. But it is a problem in society because, I mean, in the 1960s, they decided that the people who were mentally ill that were being housed in these really horrible places, that their rights were being inhibited. So they decided, the best thing to do is close up the institutions and let them out.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a great way to handle it. We have not gone back. We have not come back from that horrible decision. I'm not saying, you know, anybody who seems a little off, go lock them up. I'm not being radical here.
There'd be
but,
no show tonight.
But we don't have something in place. We don't have the kind of structure in place to help people or at least protect society from people who are off the rails,
but the
like
thing,
this guy.
But the thing about it was, this kid was an educated kid. He was what was he going to school for? Neurosurgery?
Yeah, there's just
a chemical, neurochemical.
He didn't. He had no prior. I think he had.
Well, that goes to the argument that goes
no way of telling.
I mean, this is isolated, but that your argument goes to the argument that civilians shouldn't have weapons
because
that's what Joe's point. And I know he wasn't trying to make that, but the point is, there's no way of knowing. We go to the argument, well, then we shouldn't be trusted.
So you're going to tell them that nobody can buy guns? You can't. I mean,
because,
sometimes you got to take the good with the bad.
One crazy guy or such a small percentage of crazy people come out that you got to infringe
listen,
on everybody's
listen,
right.
Listen, you're not going to get rid of guns in this country. The Democrats are never going to do it. And I'm not saying they should get rid of guns in this country. But I think there should need to be a psychological evaluation. And I think things need to be kept track of. Now, I know. Hold on, Joe. I know you jumped through the hoops and everything, and when you were reading it off that show, a lot of it did seem like bullshit. I even agreed with you.
Yeah.
I mean, we could get rid of, in triplicate bullshit that you gotta sign and everything. I agree with that. That doesn't really do anything except make your life miserable, which is pointless. Training we could do, an education we could do, a psychological background. I mean, if you're owning a gun, it's a big responsibility. So I think, and again, we're never going to prevent it all.
No.
But it is a way that you might pick up some red flags. Like, you know what? He seems a little distant, a little bit of a loner, blah, blah, blah.
But is that a crime?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a crime.
It's not a crime,
but you know what? If somebody seems a little off, maybe you don't want to give him a weapon.
But you want to know something? Somebody that has an education like this kid did, I mean, he had no priors. How are you going to tell? I mean, you called
How are you going to tell? You interview his mom. His mom told you he was fucking mad.
So everyone's going to –
You know the length of time and effort and resources it would take to interview everyone's mom that is going to try to exercise their constitutional rights?
But that's what you fall back on the Constitution.
I always do because it is. It's there.
The Constitution.
It's the Constitution.
And it's the Bible. They're pieces of paper.
Because
yes!
No, but for some reason, it's the law of the land. And for some reason, as much as I bring it up, the left tries to throw it away.
It's
and
never
going to
get rid of
it. Well, you keep saying that, as it just keeps getting chiseled away bit by bit by state regulations
and stuff. I love the fact that you tell us, I'm surprised you mentioned it on the air, about your dad, and it's very tragic.
Yes.
But you've been, when I was talking to you earlier in the week, you go, this is the one thing I disagree with Anthony. You've been lockstep with...
Well, he's not as staunch as I am.
I am not...
nobody's as staunch as you are.
I am not in lockstep. So me, personally, I think 6,000 rounds should be brought to attention. Other side, how are you going to tell...
But Anthony said, what are you going to do? Regularly, keep track of it? I don't want him to do that.
I just want to know, to who do you report that someone bought 6,000 rounds? And then... In what context, is it good and not good? But then who draws that fucking line? More government shit up your ass.
Listen, a gun club, like you pointed out, a gun club, 6,000 rounds is nothing in a month. It's nothing in a month.
How about this then? I'm just a guy. I don't own a gun club. I don't own anything. I have a bunch of friends that love shooting. I want to buy a fuckload of ammo so me and my buddies can go to the range and blast off a bunch of fucking rounds.
Then give us their gun registration information.
Why the fuck should I have to do that?
Why the fuck not? If you need to do it so badly, why not?
Because I want to do it tomorrow. I want to go out and shoot.
Well, you know what? Maybe go and shoot tomorrow. Like, maybe you need to plan ahead a little bit more. Planned ahead to get the gun.
I don't like. And then what criteria do they use to determine whether, all right, he's good for the 6,000 rounds, or no, he can't have it? Do they now have to talk to my mother to see if I'm a psycho?
No.
Do I have to prove that I have these friends? What?
Why shouldn't you?
And what, then some agent's going to come and talk to my buddy? You know how long this would take?
No.
In every case this happens, the resources, who's paying for these fucking guys? My tax dollars, not to pay for some jadrul to come out and count fucking bullets? Holy shit.
You're making it more complicated.
I'm making it as complicated as the government makes everything.
So then have it private. You like the private? Have it privatized. Create jobs. We're putting Americans to work, goddammit.
Wow.
They're sitting there counting bullets one at a time.
And who would pick up and who would pay that salary?
It's private. Well, you pay for it when you... It's built in when you pay for your weapons.
Oh, my God.
It's going to cost you more.
And that's a thing.
Yes, it is.
And there you go. Tax.
Jody, do you want to be safe?
You are safe.
Said, no, we're not safe.
You're safe.
I don't feel safe right now. We're safe in here.
You're safe.
Really? Well, let's not talk about here.
You know what? I don't know the exact quote that Franklin had. But it has to do with...
The little black kid on the...
Franklin. Yeah. But it has to... I think it's up in my stills over there. If you...
I don't want to fuck
you up. Yeah, well, it's okay. There's actually... It's my stills. You go all the way to this side and go to the top, I think.
This one?
Yeah.
No, that's the background.
No, it'll show all of my stills. Okay. And go to Ben Franklin down... this one right here. There you go. Now read that.
Any society that would give up a little liberty to gain a little security will deserve neither and lose both.
Now, he's supposedly a very intelligent guy from back in the oldie times.
He's also got syphilis a
but
lot,
that
too.
Is
his judgment isn't so hot.
That
he's bagging a bunch of drunken whores.
That's funny.
Clearly, he's not making all the best.
He
goes in a lightning storm and throws a kite. He's not a wise
right
man.
Right under it says, wear a condom, so I don't know.
Yeah,
wear a
condom.
That guy's running around with his gun loaded all the time.
This is the guy that gave us over 200 drinking terms. Really?
This guy.
He ain't a bad guy.
But he
I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but he's not Mr. Wizard.
He wasn't out of the realm. He wasn't out of the realm of thought of most of the people back in that time.
No, in that time,
you're right. Saying, if you look back and think, now, you don't want to give up your liberties for this artificial safety. And whenever somebody does something wrong or bad, they always want to penalize the people that didn't
something
wrong
that's
or
true.
Bad.
That's true. But we've done that with travel. We've done after 9/11. We've given up all these rights, and travel's impossible now. And we all just sat there. I didn't like it. I said shit about it. But Democrats, Republicans, both parties just sat there and let the liberties be chipped away. You know that.
Why didn't they ban Muslims from flying planes? You know, that might have done. Well, you know what?
They weren't flying the plane.
They did it.
They were flying. They weren't landing. Yeah.
Well, no.
But then, right again, you know what? You don't get to leave here unless you learn how to land.
But if you look at a few of those founding father quotes,
well,
you'll see.
There's a picture of fat, ugly chicken Jason Alexander. I don't like your pictures at all, mister.
Exactly.
I think you were drinking when you did this show.
Fat, ugly chicken is Michael Moore, by the way.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, by the way, in that cafe where that 71-year-old man chased out those assailants, 31 people in that cafe. 31
people.
That were...
That could have... And now, that could have... If this didn't happen... We might have been talking about another story where,
people were killed
in this store. Do you hear there was a massacre? I wish if one person had a gun.
No, if one person had a gun, it would have been even worse. There would have been a crossfire.
This motherfucker shot the two bad guys.
They ran out of the joint.
Same thing as your point. It's an isolated case.
Exactly.
And this case worked out.
But how come these isolated cases are never looked at?
Because the news doesn't jump on it because it's not a newsworthy story.
What are you talking about? It was on the news. I saw it on the news.
Not as... much
nobody
as
harped
when.
On it.
Well, nobody died in a movie theater during the biggest movie.
No, I don't.
Somebody could have died in that cafe,
course,
and somebody didn't. So the news.
But Joe, you go to the right wing. They don't want to report. It was reported. That's where I saw it. That's where we all saw it. Don't say it wasn't
not
reported.
Not with the vim and vigor that other types of gun.
Because nobody died.
Well, isn't that the key thing?
Yes.
That's why it didn't get reported, you moron.
How many other stories?
Why
don't
they say, no one died. It's amazing because this guy had a gun.
When it was reported, they treated the guy like a hero. They treated the guy like a hero.
Right.
And they showed the clip over and over again. They treated him like a hero.
And then it goes away, and all the liberals say, well, that never happens when somebody invades a place, home invasion or a robbery, and they defend it with a gun.
I want to go on to Joe Paterno. But here's the thing.
Because we can say somebody shooting.
Yeah, exactly.
Stationary targets. I want to make... The liberals, you said, the liberals aren't going to take away the guns. It's a big argument.
They're working on it.
Obama has gotten like an F by the people who grade these things. Obama's not doing anything to take away the guns. It's not going to happen. You know, it's fun to make a boogeyman like the Democrats are going to take away the guns. They're not going to take away the guns.
Really?
That. Yes, really.
But they try.
How has Obama tried?
He hasn't as of yet. And
it's been a whole fucking term.
Well, he's waiting for a second term.
Oh, is that what he's doing?
That's why.
He's doing that with a lot
really?
Of stuff. The economy, jobs in the U.S.
And he doesn't have to. He's got cronies that chip away at our fucking second
term. Right, because neither party has cronies.
Neither
party has lobbyists.
But the thing is, the liberals slowly chip away at our freedom. Slowly chip away at our
freedom. What freedom have you lost, Joe?
Freedom that I can't say what I want in the club. Freedom.
You have the freedom to say what you want in the club?
No, because everybody's getting so politically correct.
You still have the freedom to say it.
Really? And the chance that I might hurt somebody's feelings and not go back.
It's always fucking risk.
Freedom to not have health insurance.
Yeah.
Without having to pay.
No, we're going back to Joe.
Joe,
nobody took away. Hold on. One at a time.
Don't pile on the liberal. Welcome to Don't Pile on the Liberal.
Joe, nobody's taken away your freedom to do whatever jokes you want to do.
Really?
Yes, you have the choice of saying it, and there's going to be repercussion. That's the way free speech has always been. That's the way nobody's saying Joe Curry can't tell a rape joke if Joe Curry wants to.
Really?
You can, yes,
the
Joe.
Repercussions. Okay. Fine.
There's repercussions with anything.
Fine. We can't say certain words. We can't say certain things. Certain people.
That's by the law.
That's been true.
By the way,
this whole I'm going to steer off it really quick. I just read an article about. The whole collapse of the banks, giving out bad loans.
Come on, don't take that now.
Do you know? No, they're doing it again.
Of course they are.
Because of liberal practices, lending to people that don't have the money, because Obama's policy of lending to the minorities that don't have the
policy.
Money. Yeah.
First of all, it was started by Clinton further.
And it hasn't been. Well, for somebody
shut
so
up,
con- no, somebody so damn concerned about the banks is not repealed
and doubled down on by President Bush.
Bush is no longer the president.
Joe. You just talked about a fucking policy of the banks. I'm telling you where it originated and where it was doubled
and
down.
And I'm telling you where it still is continuing.
I can't talk.
All right, no, because I've got a point. All right.
Pimp, does he have a point or is he not fucking listening to the point?
What's the point? Tell me the point.
The point is it's not Obama's policy. It was started by Bill Clinton.
Uh-huh.
Continue.
It was started by Bill Clinton.
Right.
Stop going, uh-huh. It was doubled down on by George W. Bush.
Right.
Bush was the one that also said everybody should have a home.
Right. Okay.
And then Obama, if you ask the liberals, Obama has not come down hard enough on this. The liberals are furious with him. They think he's been too good to Wall Street. So don't go down.
But he hasn't been tough enough on it. He has not been tough enough.
But wait, that's more government then.
Because they're making bad loans and he just bailed the banks out.
I can't argue.
No, of course, because it's a point. It's a point and it's going to happen again.
No, you just said they're not cracking down on it. That would be more government. More government would be the liberal perspective.
No, it's the government telling them that they have to make liberal loans. All right, let's get off this. There is logic. God damn these liberals. They don't fucking have common sense. It just fucking boggles my goddamn mind. But they're still fucking doing this shit.
I've seen you read. English boggles your mind. Anyway, we'll move on.
Let's move on. Goddamn liberal agenda. It's fucking cracks me up.
I just told you.
We all have to understand. We all have to be. We all have to understand. We have to make fucking bad loans and put the fucking economy back where it was. All right, fine. That's my 2 cents. Whatever.
What it's worth. Anyway,
well, you know, since we were speaking about, I don't want to get into if it's liberal or not liberal because it kind of drives me crazy listening to the conversation go back and forth about media being liberal or not being liberal. Whoever they are,
they're all trying to get ratings.
Like, well, that's one of the problems with this too. Is that
look at us all trying to get
the media? the media.
We're here. We can all agree.
No, the media salivating over these cases and going over and over them, every single channel doing hours.
Oh, it's gore porn.
It is, and we see.
But that's every station.
But we see it with every one of these tragedies where somebody goes off the beam, and a lot of people are killed and injured.
Oh, it's a gold mine to them.
And the other thing is, we all validate these wackos. That's exactly what they wanted. They wanted to go down.
Oh, he wanted this so bad. They're calling him the Joker. He must be like, this is great. I'm the Joker.
It's like, I have
got
it.
He got the hair for it.
Just put him in a fucking box and throw him in
the
ocean.
You know, it takes about 14 years for somebody. That's the average. 14 years for somebody on death row.
Hold on a second. Who killed John Lennon?
David Chapman.
David.
Why do we all fucking know this guy's name?
Exactly. Yeah.
Why do we all still know this guy's name? Why do we all still talk about
him? We all know John Lennon's name, too.
Yeah, but we don't know.
The
Nobel Prize last year.
Oh,
any
me.
Category.
Well, if he shot one, we
don't
know.
Yeah. That. We don't know that, though. We know.
Because we're a fucking society of retards. Moving on. We know this.
No, I know.
We like this.
But
listen, I can't do a fucking hour of radio about who won the Nobel Peace Prize because people don't want to hear it. If they wanted to hear it, I would do it.
But this is my point. Because we have
somebody has a point on this show.
We have all these people, not all these people, but we keep having the same scenario of somebody who's disgruntled about God knows what the fuck this time. And so then they decide to go out, just shoot yourself through that miserable. Do it.
Yes,
jump off of something tall.
They all want to be a star.
They all want to be a star.
I want to be known.
I want to be the fucking rock
and
star
that's
murder.
Narcissist America where everybody has a right to be a star.
Yeah.
There's only one fucking semi-star in this room and he's sitting across from me.
Who's that? Where?
Yeah, but the thing is...
Anthony's new girlfriend.
Let's stop glorifying these assholes.
But that's society. We love Stallone movies back in the day. We love Schwarzenegger. We love things exploding.
Intrigued by it and the news.
America is go big or go home. That's the way we're all a bunch of John Waynes. It's not going to change.
No.
If everybody said, you know what, who won in alchemy? Then we'd fucking pay attention.
It's who we are. We're a dishonest nation with ourselves because we
won't
realize.
We don't want to look in the
mirror.
And
accept who we are and be like, this is just us, man.
The news is giving us what we want and what we deserve.
Yeah.
If we all turned it off and watched PBS, and none of us are because it's dry and factual, then they would make their news dry and factual.
Sorry, I watched PBS last night.
There's some good shit on this.
All right. Speaking of sensationalized story, I don't think we're going to agree on this. Listen, I don't have a problem with necessarily people owning weapons. I just think we need some more protection. That's about it. I know you think there needs to be less.
I think it's fine the way it is.
Okay.
It's fine right now.
Let me just ask one quick question.
No, please don't start us down this road.
Four guns in 60 days. Is that too many guns to buy? Should this regulation tie?
Well, it's Christmas is coming up.
If
he was Jewish, it'd be 8 guns.
I've done a year without buying any guns, and then I've gone 2 months, 60 days, but with buying four guns, I bought four guns within 60 days.
And New York doesn't have a problem with that?
No, I could buy as many as I want. Okay. But each time I buy one, I have to go through an FBI check. Right. I have to buy paperwork. I have to buy paperwork from the local precinct, take it to the gun store, buy my gun, fill out that paperwork, then take the gun and the other form of the paperwork that the gun store then filled out back to the precinct, where they then inspect the gun, write down all the serial numbers, take another copy of that sheet, tuck it in my little file over there, and then I get to take the gun home with me, and it's now my gun. It's been through three different kind of checks on me and FBI checks and making sure I have my license. No one, if you go into a gun store in New York, you can't say, can I see that pistol? And they go, oh, sure. And they hand you the pistol and you go, oh, this is nice. They will say, let me see your pistol license, because no one in New York is allowed to touch a pistol. You can't even touch one.
But this goes back to the reason why I said they shouldn't have internet sales. Because there is not.
I can't buy a gun off the internet in New York.
But you know what? Whether you say what you go through is excessive or not, I think everybody would agree some of these things are very good.
Yeah, I'll agree. Some of them are very good.
But on the internet, you really can't verify these.
Here's what I have to do to buy a gun off the internet. I can buy one.
I want to get off guns, but all right.
Oh, here's what I got to do, though. I go to the internet. I say, I like that gun. I then purchase it. I then have to give the website guy, whatever it is, whatever store I'm buying off the web, a gun store. I would say Coliseum Guns in Uniondale. They will then ship the gun to Coliseum Guns. I then go to the precinct, get my piece of paper, go to Coliseum Guns. He then takes a nominal little fee for the transaction and then literally does the exact same thing as if he was selling me the gun. But I don't have to pay him for
like
the gun, but I get him a fee because it has to go through a licensed gun.
I don't have an issue with that.
I live by that.
Now, let me ask you a question. Right. Based on New York laws, it's a kind of tricky question. I'm going to ask it anyway.
Yeah,
Based on New York laws and all the humps, the shoots and ladders you have to go through, do you think
it's a kid's game he's going down.
Do you think that would have been more of a deterrent to that fella to buy the weapons?
See? No. Because he was looked at as a sane human being without a criminal record. He could have purchased any gun. And by the way, I could go in and if I could go to the precinct, get my piece of paper, buy the gun, and walk out with it the same day. I have to go through a fuckload of checks, and I have to have had that license that will have told them that I am a licensed gun owner, and went through all the checks necessary for that.
Have we still on?
But I can, leave at that point with a gun. So. Look, you're going to get that shit. And New York, what I've described is very rigorous gun buying procedures. But they would have more in place for even a New Yorker.
Listen, I think maybe there's a happy medium between New York and one of the more lenient ones that you illustrated, Arizona. Maybe it's a more lenient way, you know, somewhere in between, and then maybe you federalize it. And then maybe you can bring your weapons, you know, on the plane like you're doing.
I don't mind the background checks. I love the idea of having a background check, making sure nobody's a convicted felon and a lunatic, some shit like that. I have no problem.
Listen, you can't catch everybody. You're not gonna.
Ever.
All right.
Excuse me one second. We do have an interesting question in the chat room, though.
Chat's on fire.
Yeah, no, they really are talking about this a lot. And
God, we can't do this type of show again. What the fuck is going on? Let's talk about my scammer again.
Well, first of all, in response to your question about getting that link. Trucker Tom said that trying to find something more recent, but nothing yet. He'll post the link when he finds it.
Cool, good deal.
Then also there's a question from one of the listeners. I'm just trying to scroll up to find it. Somebody wanted to know, what would you do, Anthony, to prohibit something from like this happening again?
You suggest? Well, that's just it. Here it is. There's never going to be a 100% deterrent to people going crazy. You can't blame the equipment. You can't blame the theater. You can't blame the police. You have to blame.
I blame Batman.
That we are human. You have that we are human beings.
Right.
That sometimes we're not machines. We're a big fucking thing full of goop, and sometimes it goes awry. And when this guy had no real issues, he will obtain a gun and he perhaps will shoot people with it. It's called falling through the cracks. It's called an anomaly, but it does happen. And there's really nothing you can do aside from, I think, knowing how to protect your own self.
Listen, even cops, even soldiers, everybody, even the most trained people snap.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
that's the problem with the invention
of weapons. Here's what it is. Everyone wants an answer.
There's no answer.
People want answers to everything. Sometimes there's no fucking answer.
There's no answer.
It's just the way it is. And it upsets people because it makes them feel vulnerable. If you don't have an answer for this, then it could happen again. And people go, it's going to happen. You have an answer.
not can happen again. Will happen.
Yes, exactly.
It's going to happen again.
But it happens all over the world.
Well, they usually do it with bombs.
In
marketplaces.
Other guns.
It's the same.
Like that.
This guy's pretty much a suicide bomber, except he forgot the part about suicide.
Unfortunately.
Nobody remembered to bomb his apartment.
Yeah.
All right. Let's, speaking of things that go off and burned out and exploited, and I mean, this is about little children.
Oh.
Anthony perks up. All right. All right.
You start with that. Well, what time did we start exactly? Because this thing only records for 3 hours.
I know.
And so
I think we got like 20 minutes.
Yep. Like stop record.
Well, I think we got about 20 minutes, so we're gonna try to.
I don't know.
We did not start at 6:30. We started like at 6:45, 6:50.
All right, so we'll
can do it.
We can do it. Talk fast.
All right, we'll try to get through this.
Okay,
and then so the Penn State thing, everybody knows the Sandusky thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows what happened with Jerry Sandusky. He's in jail now. What came out with the free report last week, Joe Paterno and the people of Penn State were apparently concealing what was going on.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Which everybody was shocked at. I really wasn't.
Oh, my goodness. You know,
that's what happens. You're in this power. You don't want to lose your power. It's self-preservation, yada, yada, yada. It's really human nature. I mean, Joe Paterno's disgusting. But I'm not surprised.
All right.
I'm not surprised he's disgusting. So they took down the statue on Sunday. I think it was the right thing to do.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. How could you have a statue?
Well,
a scandal that desecrated a school.
Here's the Paterno family's argument. You know, there hasn't been trials yet on what Joe knows. These are just the charges. You know, the Paterno family. And they're saying all the evidence hasn't come out yet. This is just one report. Maybe we're being a little hasty there. That's the Paterno family argument. And I can understand that.
Right.
But the school's argument is it's such a hot topic that you have to take it down. I think you do, too. I think it's a distraction. Although you could argue, well, you know what, like the Nazi camps and everything, it makes us fucking remember that it's there.
It does, but you don't have to have that monument to something that overscored the actual mission of a place of higher learning.
Exactly.
The god of football overtook what was actually supposed to be happening in that place. And you're supposed to be, you're supposed to be growing the minds and hearts of young people, and what were they doing instead? They were covering up somebody who was doing such heinous crimes to
heinous
to
in the anus.
It was heinous in the anus.
Terrible.
That is you're going to hell, but at least you'll have...
No kidding. The hell is this podcast for 10 hours straight?
We'll be sitting in the bar stools next to you. Yeah, that'll be your hell. We'll be there with you.
Joe starts screaming at me. I'm getting hot in here. The flames are licking at my heels.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think it absolutely was the right thing to take that. The wrong thing to
I think
remember.
Here's the most fucked up thing about the whole thing. Well, not the most fucked up thing. There's Penn State students. 18, 19, 20, 21. They didn't want it coming down. How removed from the situation do you have to be? That could have been your younger brother or sister. That could have been you. It's a fucking statue of a guy who looked the other way. Not only looked the other way, facilitated. He had this fucking pink Sandusky keep on coming into the locker room. Have him on the fucking sidelines. After he retired, he didn't just look the other way. He allowed it to happen. He helped it happen.
Right.
And you want that statue? What's fucking wrong with you?
Well, what the problem is that a lot of people look at the legacy that Joe Paterno had with the football program.
Right.
He was a great football coach. He was a legend. He was the most winningest coach. That statue is there for all those achievements that he had. The fact...
Most rapes under his watch.
Right.
The fact that he overlooked that and did not investigate that and look the other way while this was happening for the sake of football.
Right.
For the sake of football...
Wasn't
any achievement.
Wasn't even just. It was his own self-preservation.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, the preservation of the school, putting football before.
It was
the
him.
Negates anything, any achievement that he had.
He would have been a hero.
Yeah.
But he wasn't having good seasons. You know, people were already starting to whisper. They've been whispering for years. You know, maybe Joe Pa's lost it. Maybe he's lost a little something off the fastball. He's not all together. The assistants are doing more and more. And they would just kind of trot him out. So he's saying, well, if this happens underneath my watch, there goes my gig. I'm done. He did it for himself. He's a selfish prick.
Well, you know what? You could
and
try
he's dead.
To, you could try to guess his internal motivation, whether he was trying to...
I wish that gunman in Colorado would have gone east and wiped out the whole fucking, all these opera muckety-mucks in Penn State. They all fucking look the other way.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is that you can guess. Maybe he was trying to preserve his own reputation. Maybe he was trying to preserve the institution of their football, their records, their achievements. But either way, it doesn't matter which one that he was interested in preserving. He was preserving those things over the lives of those children, because it's not that they were murdered, but I'm not myself, but I've had personal experience with a child who's been raped. And
here's the even more fucked up part. A lot of times when you get abused, sexually abused, you perpetuate it.
Yeah.
So they're going to do it to their kids or somebody else's kid. It's not, you know, it is their fault. But it, for some reason, this is the type of crime that keeps on perpetuating
itself. It does. So, I mean, despite whatever achievements they had on the football field, what was done to keep those achievements going and to keep that, you know, from being tampered with, is just so reprehensible. The best thing they can do is take down the monument to those achievements.
Absolutely. Well, here were the sanctions today that the NCAA handed down, just came down today. $60 million fine, I believe, and if anybody's listening to the chat, I know they're listening to the chat, I believe that money is supposed to go to the victims.
Yeah.
I think that's $60
million. Or I believe it's supposed to go to programs not at Penn State that are supposed to help the victims of this kind of abuse.
They're banned from postseason/bowl games for 4 years. There is a reduction in scholarships. Now, this is wrong. It says 21 to 15 per year for 4 years. I think the number is usually they can get 85 scholarships.
Right.
And they're down to like 60 or 65.
Right.
Which what the sports station is saying is that's the death knell to a program, because you really weren't competing as it was with the Alabamas and the USCs. And the USC has their own sanctions. But, you know, it's 85 scholarships. Those 20 scholarships are going to make a huge difference.
I can't remember what college it was that had similar sanctions.
Well, what SMU had in the 80s,
SMU.
That was the death penalty, because what they did not do with Penn State, but what they did with SMU is they ended the football program.
Right.
Yes, that's going to make him yell less at me.
thanks for bringing Joe's ammo in.
Now, I like this. They're letting the players transfer immediately. The NCAA, usually what they don't do is they don't let them transfer. They make them sit out a year or two.
Yeah, it's not student sport.
Yeah,
right.
It's not.
Their problem.
The remaining student-athletes will keep their grants and aid as long as they qualify for it, even if they do not compete on a football team. The program will vacate all wins from 1998 to 2011. That was a big fuck you.
Yeah.
Who's the wingest coach in football? Not you, stupid.
Yep.
Right.
Nope.
Right.
Good for them.
5-year probationary period. I'm not sure.
Secret probation.
I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure what that means either. So that they're going to have somebody monitor the locker rooms every day in the showers?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Get your dick out of that shower.
You can't fuck the students.
You can tell them to go for a button hook.
Yeah. Now, what is this, the NCAA? Why are you bringing the blacks into this? I don't understand.
Thanks for the beer. That's going to make the jokes better. The NCAA reserves the right to investigate and punish individuals even after the legal ramifications are handed down. Now, the NCAA could have suspended the football program. They didn't. Did they make the right decision? Should they have ended the football program?
No, they shouldn't. Because have you worked at State College?
Have I worked at
State College?
No.
I've worked, you know, Scott has a room there. That town is all about football.
No, I agree.
You kill the economy. You kill it, very simply, you kill the economy.
And leave that for the liberals, right, Joe?
No.
No, I agree. You're punishing, you know, these kids are already getting fucking punished.
Yeah,
the
are.
Ones that are going to stay there, they're already getting punished. I agree it was the right thing to do, because these coaches are no longer in place.
Right.
So I think the NCAA made the right decision.
Yeah.
Now, the taking away the wins from 1998 to 2011, that was purely for fuck you purposes.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Could have pulled the program. Could have pulled the whole damn program.
Yeah. But that's a personal thing for Joe Paterno. That's why he hung on forever. You know, he was the winningest coach of all time.
Right.
I think CJ Hood, CJ comedian CJ Hood, like tweeted something like, "I guess a lot of bookies owe him money now." Because if they didn't win those games, I guess you got to give them the money back.
I've got to go collect.
Can you just knock, 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 knock? Hey, about 1999. Remember that $20,000 paying up, motherfucker. What's the statute of limitations on illegal debt?
That's funny.
That's funny. That's comedian CJ Hood who asked.
Very, very good. Very good.
See, I give credit to funny things when they do.
I know. Usually they're not yours, but anyway.
I do my best work with people from Africa.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
There was somebody tweeted something. It was a really funny joke about the statue. They removed the statue from the statue. Said they should have put it in the library to remind the children to keep silent.
Oh,
great joke, man. Someone on Twitter.
Do you know who it was?
Nah. It's a good fucking joke, though, man.
I think Adam had one that should, they should have been
done. Good, let's all do the fucking shit. Dusky for dirt on jokes. Let's let this fucking devolve into the pricks that we are. Let's go. What's Ferrara's joke?
Just have the statue looking the other way.
Yeah, look at the other way.
That wasn't Ferrara's. I saw that. I saw that today.
That's a good one.
Would have been funny if they put the football players in front of Paderno. He's chasing with his finger up.
Just having with a washcloth.
I remember I was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I think I might have said this. And I was doing a Sandusky joke. And it was the night, I didn't know this, but they're like, "Oh, no, not tonight." And I'm like, "What's the problem?" They're like, "Oh, Paterno's in the hospital. He's going to die." And I go, "Well, he didn't touch the kids." I go, "Well, imagine he did. He's dead. There's a 5-year-old in his cock. Clear. The 5-year-old pops off." I was kind of prophetic. They were not happy with me in Harrisburg, but fuck you. That's what makes me the big star that I am. Pissing people off on their home turf.
That's right.
Okay. Now, I think a lot of these punishments are just revenge punishments, which I really don't have an issue with.
Hey, neither do I. Neither do I, you know?
Yeah.
You turn the other way, you protected your football program, you got caught, fuck you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right,
then. Yeah. No, I think that's well said.
No fighting on this story.
Yeah.
No, we're all the same thing.
Down firmly against child
rape. It's the liberals that allow the ass fucking. They're fucking us in our pockets, and now they're fucking our students, too. The liberals want to take away your football coach and your wins.
We're off now?
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Yeah. Continue recording or stop recording.
All right, what do I do?
Continue recording?
Yeah, but we don't want to lose this, though.
Okay.
We don't want to lose what we had.
Oh. No? Okay.
We're off the air.
Now we're on the air.
Well, we'd like to. We're going to be back shortly.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. No, we're back.
Are we recording now?
Yeah,
are we
going to
lose
on.
Anything? That was much more seamless than the usual shenanigans that go on.
Yeah, right.
Holy shit! Anthony, after a year, have you finally learned your equipment?
Wow.
Goddamn.
What's the amount of beers you had tonight? That's the magic number to get shit done. It's a late night here at the compound. All right, speaking of drinking, shall we do drunks in the news and get the fuck out of here?
Yes.
All right, let's do drunks in the news. Do we have that music queued up?
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Can we get that music queued up?
We have to do the CD. Can't find the CD.
All right, can we do that?
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Welcome to Drunks in the News. Pretty much the scene.
That's the best.
It's the live version.
There's Ben Franklin. Perfect.
I just like the side view where you look at Ben Franklin.
There's Ben Franklin.
The man, Anthony Cumia, goes to and is an example
Ben
of a
Franklin.
Patriot, sexaholic, alcoholic, Anthony Cumia's type of man.
A perfect American.
Absolutely. Fly lightning in a fly kite and lightning. I got an app for my pool.
The pool's like, "I'm chilly, and turn on the heater."
I can. I turn that shit on. Like, if I'm driving home and I decide, like, "Oh, it's a nice day, jacuzzi," I can fire it up on my way home now. Because that's safe while you're driving.
It's safer than texting.
I got it. You brought up the Transformers, so I used to have that song you used to sing, Transformers.
Transvestites, yeah. Homos in disguise. Transvestites, what's between their thighs?
Funny.
That. Oh, God. That was apartment stuff.
Oh, yeah, God.
Back in the old days.
That's where it all started, boys and girls.
Yeah, certainly
before he became that radio star that you all know and love, he was drinking with Joe and
fucking thing of Transformers.
That's it.
Now we just do it in a better environment.
Let me ask you a question. What do you have for G.I. Joe? That was about the same era.
Oh, well, no, I didn't have anything for G.I. Joe. I liked G.I. Joe. I didn't like Transformers.
You know, not learning is half the battle.
Yes.
Yo, Joe. What's it say as a nation, though, that we're now developing technology to help the alcoholics amongst us? I mean, well, we can solve cancer. Listen, there's drunks losing their technology. We really need to work on this immediately.
How much is an iPhone?
$200.
$200? How much
is
$200.
It's the plan that you can get an iPhone for it.
How much are those ones you buy in the little plastic clamshell?
Oh, man.
25 cents if you turn the dial.
This is shit.
It's the plans that kill you. That's basically
it. The plans cost a lot.
You buy the one with the prepaid card, you drop it in the urinal, pee on it, who gives a shit, you know?
When you go out, but I like the iPhone. The iPhone just does so much shit. You know? This isn't just because I bought a bunch of Apple shares this morning.
I made you some money. I bought an iPad last week.
No, I bought some options this morning. And it came back up, which is great.
Yay.
And now earnings come out tomorrow, and I'm going to see what it does. I could gamble. I could cash out before earnings are announced or after.
Well, you know,
And
there's a wealthy job creator. He is making sure blackjack dealers all over Atlantic City are working.
I am one of the one percenters.
Breweries are making sure that beer is there. Truck drivers are supplying the beer to the stores. This is your money at work.
I don't know what I should do. Should I pull out or should I leave it in?
We're not talking about stocks anymore.
Not anymore.
Wait a minute. I'm a little confused about this.
Of course you
phone.
Are.
No, I am. I was a little distracted by the stopping and starting of our recording. But I'm a little confused about the phone because how have there always been sort of throwaway phones, like some, you know, like super spy shit, or, you know, they're always saying on the crime shows, you know, oh, they had one of those
burn phones. Yeah, you just throw them away.
And
you use them for, like, a drug deal. They're those cheap prepaid ones that
you buy in
CVS.
Right.
And then you just toss them in the garbage, and that's it.
I'm thinking, why don't you get a burn phone for when you're out drinking?
You could.
That doesn't make sense. That's going to cut into your alcohol consumption. There's your alcohol money.
You know what the biggest problem is? No one knows their phone numbers or friends' phone numbers anymore. So what you have to do is transfer a bunch of numbers over to the new shitty burnt phone, and it takes too long. It's fucking bullshit. I have no idea what anyone's phone number is, by the way.
I know.
I've been with girls for
weeks.
Like years, for weeks on end. There have been times I've been with girls for
seasons.
Years and not known their phone number.
They didn't know how to escape?
And because it's in your damn phone.
You don't need to know it. Why should I know it?
No, I don't. I don't know my phone number. I have to think of it. It's in the phone.
I know my phone numbers from when I was in elementary school.
I know my beeper number,
right?
Which is 201-585-3922. I know my beeper.
I still have the same phone number from when I.
From when the
phone was invented.
Yes,
pretty much.
I remember all the phone numbers I've ever had.
And why don't you give them out to these people now?
I don't think I will.
But the thing is, I mean, Devin and I were saying on the ride in tonight, we both have CRS. We can't remember shit.
CRS. Is that a car by Honda?
I can't remember. I can't imagine. The phone rang, and I'm looking at this number, and I'm saying, this looks really familiar.
Yep.
I think I should pick this up. It's my husband!
Oh, shit.
I just didn't.
Were you waiting for a call from an African scammer?
No, I wasn't. No, it was at work, and the number came up and not the name. I mean, on my cell, it says husband.
We just don't have to know anymore.
I just went.
No, we were. Technology is making us dumber. We can do more things at once, but we're stupid as fuck.
Yeah. Oh, dumb!
If only we were watching PBS like Pip. So now the latest technology hasn't really caught on in the States. It was Korea. I want to say what just came out: the breathalyzer phone, where if you fucking blow into it, it'll tell you that you're drunk. Look at Anthony, pussies. Take a chance, you homo.
All you have to do is ask your friends.
Where's the cops hiding phone? Is what you need.
You don't think that's a good invention?
I guess.
I think it's a good invention.
Yeah, for what?
For what? So you know not to get behind the wheel.
Oh.
I thought it was so you didn't text drunk.
You're too fucking...
I thought it would shut off your fucking text.
Lose Jennifer's number. Now's not the time.
Oh, you fucking bitch. I love you.
This phone will self-destruct in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And you have to preset it. All, like, if you're a guy, all the females in your list, you set it so that if it determines that you're drunk, it won't let you text them.
What do you mean? Gay people don't fucking drunk text? What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be heteronormative.
I miss your cock in my ass.
No, yeah,
it was all my fault.
I miss your cook in my ace. And that's spell.
Well, nothing like finishing the show up.
But that fucker would fly, all right.
I bet you did.
Really
into. I'm going to keep on plugging through. Yeah. You can do about that. Been a long show.
But why wouldn't you, like, if you hooked up with a chick, you know, now you got to transfer the phone number to the regular phone. That's federal case.
What?
If you go out drinking, you're not going out drinking to discuss Shakespeare. You're looking for girls, or if your girls are looking for guys. If you get a text number or something, a text message or a text or something like that, now you got to transfer it to the regular phone.
No.
True. You get not
if that phone's going home to your wife.
Well, yeah.
But
if you do lose that phone, you know, and you got the numbers on it that you got from that night, it could be a problem.
You know, chicks.
Yeah, but are you less likely to lose that phone than you were the matchbook cover or the napkin
that's
you're
true.
Writing on? You know,
in the old
like,
days.
In the old days.
Write it on this cocktail napkin.
Yeah. That's not going to get lost or washed.
Right on this placemat, right under the recipe for the hobby wallpanger.
Some guy walked into the club one night and asked for a Harvey wallpanger, and we all laughed our balls off at him. Really, Gramps?
A Harvey wallpanger.
The fucking take a martini is in the fuck down.
Make me a Manhattan meat. What? The
fuck are you?
I'd like a pink squirrel.
A pink squirrel?
A pink squirrel.
Wow, that's wonderful.
What's in a pink squirrel? Oh, right. Perfect.
I don't know, squirrel guns. Well, this is an enlightening comment from the chat room. Hey, girlie, show your boobies.
Oh, they've accepted
that's,
you.
That's the first time anybody ever said that.
Unless they're talking to me or Joe.
I don't know.
All right.
And my ass is hurting. Let's scram out of here.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good idea. This has been Davin's Den. Thank you guys for hanging out. Awesome chat room tonight. A lot of good stuff in the chat room.
Yeah, you guys were great.
We're not going to be at the compound next week. Next time we're on there, go to davincomedy.com. We are usually on Clutch and Wiggle on Tuesday nights.
Don't forget
and
to plug where we're going to be. We're on
New Age. We're going to plug that next week because the show's going to come out on Tuesday.
Oh, gotcha.
We got, yeah. So follow us on Davin Comedy on Twitter.
Right. Check out McClinton on MadhouseTV.com on Thursday night, and we are at Dingbats in Clifton on Friday night. So come on now.
Also, go to DavinComedy.com. We've been putting up blogs every week. We got some good shit on there. Love to hear your feedback. Thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you for having us.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us, tell no one. Either way, you keep on listening. We are out of here. Thank you, guys. Good night.
Good night.